Aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. As of 1 July 2015, Nevada will now recognize Arizona's non-resident CCW permit. Those of you who have trained with NFI can use your Arizona Authorized Training Certificate to apply for and be approved for the Arizona non-resident CCW, which now is recognized by Nevada. Anybody else? Give us a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Liberty doodah, here's your participation trophy.
Dana Show.
Welcome, it's Eric Erickson here, in for Dana, who's on vacation. It's still the Dana Show, I'm just here for a little while. And yes, my real name actually is Eric Erickson. The phone number, 844-344-DANA, and while she's on vacation, I've been giving strict orders. Don't forget, you can pre-order her book, Flyover Nation, You Can't Run a Country You've Never Been to, on Amazon right now. I may or may not have gotten a sneak preview of the book, so go on and order it. Folks, have you seen the news out of California? Let's not call it protests, let's call it riots. And the left out there blaming Donald Trump. Now listen, for those of you who don't know, I run a website called TheResurgent.com. I'm a Fox News contributor, was at CNN with Dana actually for a number of years. Moved over to Fox 3 years ago, been there ever since, and have a radio show in Atlanta. And I'm not a big Trump fan. In fact, it is safe to say that Trump does not particularly like me. But I am shocked by the left's response to what happened last night in California. So an angry mob pelted eggs, tomatoes, bottles, you name it, at Trump supporters. They burned American flags. They harassed police. And the response from Democrats, now John Podesta, who is Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, did denounce this. He came out, our campaign chairman. He came out very forcefully and said this was wrong. You even had Chris Hayes from MSNBC get on Twitter and say this is wrong. But you had other leftists out there say it's no big deal, that they should write. In fact, you know, Vox, so Vox.com, that's Ezra Klein's website. He was at the Washington Post, wanted $10 million. They told him to take a hike. So he started a left-wing site that masquerades as a non-left-wing site called Vox. And he's got a writer over there encouraging people to riot when Trump comes to town. And he said nothing. And other leftists are saying it's all Donald Trump's fault. How is it Donald Trump's fault when leftists show up throwing eggs, tomatoes, bottles, harassing police, burning flags? How is it the mayor of San Jose is a Democrat named Sam Liccardo? Let me read you his quote. At some point, Donald Trump needs to take responsibility for the irresponsible behavior of his campaign. What was Donald Trump's irresponsible behavior? I mean, I'm not a fan of the guy, but what was his irresponsible behavior? He showed up and took on Hillary Clinton, responding to her speech. We'll get into Hillary's speech here in a little bit. But that's all he did. He showed up. He showed up and gave a speech, and leftists showed up and tried to shut him down. They've been doing this around the country. And the prevailing thought, the prevailing talking point from the left is, well, Donald Trump deserves it. He started it. There's something very childish about that. He's starting it. Yeah, you know, Dana and I both have been critical of Trump in the past for, I mean, when he was telling people to attack the protesters, when he was saying he would pay for their legal bills. But he hadn't done that in a while. The leftists showed up last night to shut down Donald Trump. And don't say this is a Donald Trump situation. You may not remember this, but right after Barack Obama became president of the United States, there was a free trade meeting in Austin, Texas, and a bunch of skinny jeans wearing hipster hippies burned down the Texas governor's mansion. They Molotov cocktailed the Texas governor's mansion. Now, it was under renovation. Rick Perry was not staying there at the time. Rick and Anita Perry were living somewhere else while they renovated the historic mansion. The leftist Molotov cocktailed it, burned it to the ground. That wasn't Donald Trump's fault. I mean, it wasn't Donald Trump's fault when gay rights activists stormed into restaurants in California demanding that certain waiters and waitresses be fired because they had contributed to Proposition 8, the Real Marriage campaign. It wasn't Donald Trump who caused illegal aliens to protest in Washington, D.C. and burn American flags because they wanted citizenship after Barack Obama became president. It wasn't Donald Trump who called left-wing activists on college campuses to harass people and demand safe spaces and try to drive conservatives off campus. It wasn't Donald Trump who caused left-wing riots at free trade conferences. I mean, remember the one in Seattle or Washington, D.C. when George Bush was president? They've been emboldened over time with Barack Obama as president. This isn't Donald Trump's America. This is Barack Obama's America. I mean, just think about this for a minute. So you've got Donald Trump, who at some campaign rally said, you know, I'll pay for your legal bills. In the old days, they used to take them out back, punch them, whatever he said.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's Baseball with Kyle DeFore and Matty Novelli.
Starting tonight is Deion Henry. He started Game 2 of the weekend series last week on Saturday against the Rally Factory Rockhounds. He pitched four innings and gave up two runs. He's going to go in tonight. But beautiful, beautiful night for baseball here at Tiger Field in Reading. It is a very warm day, but every seat is already in the shade for our 7:15 start time here. Manager Greg Catteray down exchanging lineups with the umpire crew there. Visiting team tonight, the Seattle Studs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Seattle Studs were visiting here and going to play a three-game set this weekend. We're going to have 7 p.m. starts, 7:15 first pitch tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday. We'll do it all weekend long. Just $5 a ticket down here at Tiger Field. Best $5 you'll spend all summer long. Bring the kids, bring the family. A lot of fun for the whole family. You can get the entire schedule on Reading Colt 45s. This is game 4 of 45. We're going to do it all the way through August. And joining me here is my broadcast partner, Matty Novelli.
Hi.
Matty's going to be doing a whole bunch of stuff for us here at the park between innings and doing play-by-play with me as well. She's a college softball player from Oregon and a Foothill High School alumni class of 14 here with us at the radio station all summer long. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. It's going to be a game tonight.
Yeah, we're looking forward to first pitch here. As we mentioned, the lefty Deion Heron, the 6'3", 175-pounder out of St. Louis. And one of four players from the same university. We'll talk about that as well as we get going. But first, we want to give you our lineup for the visiting Seattle Studs. Leading off is Matt Becker. Batting second is Alex Hull. Third is Tosh Semlicker. That's a mouthful there. And Quinn Rawson's going to bat cleanup. Joel McKeithen is going to bat fifth as Nate Backs. Bat sixth, Kyle Bowe. Is going to bat seventh, and Garrett Breda will bat eighth, bringing up at the nine hole is Jared Prater, and your starting pitcher is Mitch Vito. We'll get you to our Colt 45's defense here in just 1 second. I want to remind you that tonight's show brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Turtle Bay is rocking this summer. with two incredible exhibitions, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll, and Nigel Skeet's Homeless Rock Stars. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? So we thank Turtle Bay for their continued support of the 45s here. Summer League College Baseball. Come on down to the park. We're just about ready for first pitch. And this part of tonight's game brought to you by Redding Kia. Redding Kia's drive of the week is the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Redding Kia. And we're getting ready here for first pitch. So Matt Becker, the center fielder for the Seattle Studs, stepping in here against the lefty. It'll be a lefty-on-lefty matchup. I mentioned Deion Heron, your starter tonight. The lefty out of Harris Stowe State University, and the first pitch is a ball. 7:15 first pitch tonight. Heron in the windup and fires. That's ball two inside. Heron, one of four players on the 45 this year from Harris Stowe State University in Indiana. And the 2-0 is just a bit outside for ball three. Four players for the 45s from Harris Stowe State. Your starter tonight, Deion Heron, as well as his catcher, Jonathan Alvarez. And the 3-0 is in there for a strike on the outside corner. 3-1 now. Alvarez catching and batting eighth tonight. Here's the 3-1 that is in there for a strike. We'll go full. Also from Harris Stowe State University, your third hitter and starting. Oh, that is a foul straight back to the fence there. Andres Albujar. Albujar. Apologies there. Andres Albujar. And we'll wind up here again and do it on 3-2 again. Heron fires, and that is outside ball four as he walks the leadoff man. And Becker will reach.
Second baseman number 12, Alex Holmes.
So that'll bring up Alex Hull. With a runner on first, nobody out. Becker takes his lead. It's a good size one. And he stretches out a little further. Bertotti, the switch hitting first baseman, and Simpson University Redhawk on first base. Hold him on. It's a bunt, and he chops it to the third base side. Heron fields it cleanly, fires to first, and he's out by two steps. Successful sacrifice for the Studs there as Becker moves to second. So that'll bring up Tosh Simlicker, the right fielder for the Studs here. Where's number 23, batting right-handed against the lefty Heron. Becker on second. Here's the pitch. And he flies that one down the right field line, hooking foul. And he's going to make the play on it, so tagging and headed to third as that one is way down in the corner. Maybe two or three steps off the warning track in foul territory down the 310 right field line there. And there will be two down with a runner on third.
Hunter Heath making his first play of the night for Colt 45.
Hunter Heath starting in right field there. His first game for the 45s. He's a 6'2 left-handed batting, left-handed throwing sports management major from Oklahoma Baptist University.
Yeah, he just took his team the championships, actually, last week.
Hit a game-winning walk-off grand slam to win a national championship. Can't write it up much better than that. And he's starting in right field for the 45s tonight, makes his first put out, and he had a long way to go there and made the play. One on, two out, runner on third here for Quinn Rawson, the lefty, and a swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch way out in front of that one. Rawson, number 33 for Seattle, batting left. Deion Heron out of Kansas City, Missouri. Swaying and a miss, another breaking ball, and he wasn't close to that one either. When you see a guy swing and miss like that on two breaking balls in a row, why not throw him a third one? So 0-2 now, runner on third. And you don't necessarily want to put it down in the dirt here with a runner on third. Alvarez has shown us good defense in the two games he's caught thus far. And that's a ball, 1-2. Alvarez, as we mentioned, the catcher, also out of Harris Stowe State, so he's catching his college teammate here, Deion Heron. And Rawson down 1-2 now. Heron comes set, kicks, and fires. That's a changeup way down in the dirt, bounced a little bit in front of the plate. Rawson wisely held off there. It's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Heron's going to take a walk and collect himself here. We're in the top of the first here from Tiger Field, Kyle DeFore on KCNR 1460 and all around the world on KCNR1460.com. Here's the 2-2. And a breaking ball. That one misses. And we're going to go full here. Should Rawson reach, Joel McKeithen is on deck for the Studs. And here's Heron with the 3-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, and that'll end the inning. We'll head to the bottom of the first. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima. The sporty 16 Forte and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
And we welcome you back to Tiger Field here. Kyle DeFore with Matty Novelli on KCNR 1460. Bottom of the first here, no score as the 45s come up for their first turn at bat against the visiting Seattle Studs. Game one of a three-game set. We'll have a 7:15 start time tomorrow and Sunday as well. You can get the entire schedule for the entire season on RedingColt45s.com. Pitching for the visiting Seattle Studs tonight is Mitch Vito, number 8. And he'll pitch to Mickey Meinhofer, who's going to lead off for the 45s. Meinhofer, who wears number 7 out of El Dorado Hills, California, just finished his sophomore year at Regis University. He's your shortstop and leadoff hitter tonight for the 45s, standing 5'9", an accounting major.
Kyle's favorite name so far.
Mickey Meinhofer. That's a baseball player's name.
For sure.
And the first pitch there. And that's outside for a ball. So Heron throws the scoreless top of the first for the 45s. And Meinhofer's going to get it started here in the bottom half. Here's the 1-0. And that's a strike on the fastball. Good velocity there. And he stands, I'd say, what, 6'2 or 3 there? Good size right-hander here throwing downhill.
Yeah, he was tall.
Meinhofer steps out. And now he's back in there, 1-1. And that's a ball, 2-1. On deck is Noah Ferguson. And in the hole, Andres Alburas, who is your DH tonight. Had some stellar defense from Andres in right field in the opening series last weekend. Hunter Heath getting started out there this evening. That's called strike now, 2-2 on Meinhofer. And here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on an outside fastball. And there's one down here in the bottom of the first. I want to remind you, tonight's game brought to you by Redding Kia. Kia's Drive of the Week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Redding Kia. We thank them for their support of Colt 45's baseball here. And that'll bring up second baseman Noah Ferguson. First pitch is a strike there. Ferguson, a Redding native here playing for the hometown 45s. He's just finished his freshman year at Butte College. Hitting second, playing second base tonight against the Seattle Studs. That's a breaking ball in there for a called strike. He's quickly down 0-2. Pitching exclusively from the stretch here. Here's the 0-2 he takes, and evidently that's a ball. Couldn't tell you where it missed, but it's 1-2. Shadow is creeping across the infield here as the pitcher is in the sun, but the rest of the batter's eye is in the shadow. And that's a called strike 3. He's out of there. So definitely advantage for the pitcher as the ball is going light to shadow. Should be about one more inning of that advantage. There's a strikeout by Ferguson. We'll bring up Alburjas. Correction, Alburjas actually playing center field tonight. Started in right field all three games last weekend. And Hunter Heath taking the spot in right, and Alburjas moving to center. Out of Venezuela by way of Harris Stowe State University in Indiana. The 6'195 pounder watches a strike there. It's 0-1.
That's only, we're only doing 4 or 5 of that, right?
The 0-1 here to Alburjas. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball, and they're clearly off balance here in the first inning. Against Studs starter Mitch Vito, who's looked good so far. Here's the 0-2 to Alburjas. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. Shortstop takes it on two hops. Got plenty of time, and he takes a nice throw, and that'll do it in the inning. 1-2-3 for the 45s. We'll head to the top of the second. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Redding Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Redding Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Redding Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With a rebel yell, Home with Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Speet's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them. Homeless Rockstars, the exhibition, debuts at Turtle Bay May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
And we welcome you back here to Tiger Field. Matty Novelli with Kyle DeFore here. Watching Colt 45's baseball. It's the top of the second of a scoreless tie. Deion Heron, a 6'3 lefty, about to start his second inning of work. A leadoff walk, a sack bunt, a sack fly, and a strikeout. Last inning for the Seattle Studs. And leading off is going to be Joel McKeithen, number 16, tall right-handed hitter against the lefty Heron. And he winds and fires. That one bounces up to the plate. Oh, one ball and no strikes. Did you get a chance to watch that Warriors game last night at all, Maddie?
Oh, yeah. It was great.
You know, I was talking to Jared here back in the studio, and I was saying, you know, if Curry and Thompson play that poorly and they still win by 15, I think Cleveland's in big, big trouble.
Oh, man. You know who was good? The Livingston was on fire. Well.
Absolutely. That's a ground ball up the middle, and it's going to get through. That's a leadoff single on a 1-0 pitch there by McKeithen. So a leadoff hitter reaches again here in the top of the second. First hit of the ball game for the Studs. For either team, in effect. And very slight breeze here. Every single seat in the shade here. If you haven't been down to Tiger Field in quite some time, you'll be amazed at the amenities. Great food, beer garden. Got the barbecue going here. Here's the 0-0 pitch, and it's down in the dirt, throws the second, and he is safe as he could not take the play as Ferguson dropped the ball. Now, that pitch was in the dirt, got away from Alvarez a little bit. McKeithen took off, headed for second. The throw actually beat him, but it was a little bit high, and Ferguson unable to bring it in and hold on to it as he tried to snap the tag down. So runner on second now with nobody out. Nate Bax had shown a bunt there on 1-0, but down in the dirt, took it back, and we'll see if they try and bunt him over to third or let him swing away. Here's the 1-0, and he's taking one ball, one strike. Heron taking a long look in at Alvarez, the catcher. Now comes set. Checks the runner at second, winds and fires. That's a breaking ball just a bit outside for ball two. But, yeah, that Warriors game last night, Livingston absolutely lights out. And the bench just ran him out of the gym there at the end of the third, beginning of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I agree.
Warriors showing their depth, strength, and numbers. They play 1 through 12. Cleveland just does not have the firepower, at least not last night. Here's the 2-1 by Heron, and that one is chopped foul, now 2-2. A little bit past 7:30 here at Tiger Field. Absolutely perfect day for baseball. Just $5 a ticket all summer long. You can get the entire schedule on ReddingColt45s.com. And you can listen to every game here on KCNR 1460 AM Redding and KCNR1460.com. Here's Heron with a 2-2 swing and a chop very high to third base. And he makes the play there and throws him out. That ball bounced once in front of the plate and went all the way to the third baseman on one bounce. A lot of topspin on that one, but he had time to make a crow hop and a good throw over to Bertotti at first, and that's the first out of the inning. So Bax is retired, 5-3. And that'll bring up Kyle Bowe, number 6. McKeithen on second for the visiting Seattle Studs. We're in the top of the second here with one out. Deion Heron on the mound, and he fires. That's outside for ball one. I want to thank our sponsors. This part of the show is brought to you by Redding Kia. Kia's Drive of the Week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Stop by Redding Kia today for a test drive. A 1-0 now. Heron comes set. Checks the runner. Checks him again, kicks and fires. That's a breaking ball, and it's over for strike one, 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. runner on second for the number seven hitter, Kyle Bowe. Here's the 1-1, and that ball is in there for a strike at the knees. Nice pitch by Heron. One and two now, one out, runner on second. Heron looking for a strikeout. He's got one thus far. Struck out Rothson, the cleanup hitter, to close the first inning. Here's the 1-2, swings and fouled back down the right side towards the backstop. It will reset and do it again. Good crowd here tonight on a warm Friday evening, June 3rd, 2016.
Oh, it's so weird that it's already June.
Where does the time go? This year's almost half gone. But we're just into game four here of 45 all season long. Looking forward to bringing you every single game here on KCNR 1460. Here's the 1-2 from Herons. Well, when he checks his swing, that ball is low. It's going to be 2-2. Tempted but did not offer. And he'll live to see at least one more pitch. Bertotti way off the bag on first for the right-handed hitter. Ferguson, the second baseman, shading toward the bag to hold the runner. And your third baseman guarding the line ever so slightly. Trying to prevent an extra base hit. Here's the 2-2, and that ball is down in the dirt, and it gets away from Alvarez. That's going to, runner's going to head to third there. McKeithen heads to third as that one goes to the backstop. Not sure if that's a wild pitch or a pass ball, but it's a free 90 feet for Seattle either way. Runner on third now with one out. And the count is full to Bowe. Summer College League Baseball here at Reading Colt 45's Tiger Field. Got a lot of great athletes from all over the country, from Hawaii all the way out to back east. Well represented here. Here's the 3-2 swing and a line drive down the left field line. That's going to be a fair ball. Runner's going to score from third. He's going to round first and slow it up. And wisely, that's going to be a RBI single there by Kyle Bowe. And the Studs are up 1-0 here in the top of the second. And now batting is Garrett Breda. He's the beer batter tonight. For those of you who haven't been to a 45s game, every game one visiting player selected is the beer batter. If he strikes out, then all beers are $1 for the rest of that top half of the inning and the bottom half of the inning when the 45s bat. So the fans lean forward with keen interest here, and that's a strike one off to a good start. 0-1 to Breda. Kyle Bowe on first base, had an RBI single just a moment ago. To open the scoring, it's 1-0 Studs here in the top of the second. And a slide set. That ball is grounded down the third baseline, foul. And it's 0-2. So the fans, one strike away from dollar beers here. Got your choice of Foothill Distributing and Reading Distributing. You can get yourself a Coors or a Budweiser. Whichever team you ascribe to. 0-2 with one out here. Added the ground ball to the shortstop. That's a double play ball. 6-4-3 double play, and that'll end the inning. So Heron rolls the double play ball. One run for the Studs as we head to the bottom of the second. It's Colt 45's baseball here on the KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Back here at Tiger Field on KCNR 1460. You got to come down to the park because every second inning we have the Dizzy Bat Race, and we were just treated to a classic.
Yeah, usually those are kids doing it, but today was adults, and I think it was pretty funny.
Much more entertaining with the adults doing the Dizzy Bat Race here. Kids actually have a lower center of gravity, so I think they're more adapted to it naturally. But a lot of fun here between innings for the 45s. Bring all the kids, even the young ones who may not have the attention span for a baseball game, a lot of fun things going on here between innings and for the kids. So we're getting ready to start the bottom of the second here. This part of the game brought to you by Redding Kia. Kia's Drive of the Week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Stop by Redding Kia for a test drive today. We thank them for their support of Colt 45's baseball. And a ball one. Actually, no, they're going to say that's a... I think we're going to call a hit batsman on that, Maddie?
No, that hit him in the foot.
Oh, yeah, it did. It looked like it hit him right in the back of the foot. So Hunter Heath, your cleanup hitter, leading off is going to be a hit-by-pitch. And he's on first. So Heath, in his first at-bat, sees one pitch and draws a hit-by-pitch. Chase Larson, the Palisadro native, stepping in with a runner on first. Heath takes his lead, and here's the pitch. That ball is outside for ball one. Didn't get to get much of a chance to give you a bio blast there on Heath, as he only saw one pitch, but he's a 6'2", 200-pounder out of Oklahoma Baptist University, your starting right fielder and cleanup hitter tonight. Here's the 1-0 to Larson. That is in there for a strike. Might have been a little bit low. Looked like he didn't care for that call very much, but Larson out of Feather River College, as I mentioned, a Palisadro native, Foothill High School alumni. Fight, fight, fight on Foothill. Well represented in the booth and on the field here. But we're all 45s during the summer. We don't make any distinction here. We've got Anderson Cubs and Shasta Wolves and Foothill Cougars. All coming together for the hometown team here. Here's the 2-1 to Larson. That is outside ball three. He's in the driver's seat here with a hitter's pitch. First three-ball count that they've got to on the starter, Vito. He's been pretty efficient thus far. But with the hit batsman to lead off the inning and a 3-1 count, 45s are looking to be in business here. Big hole on the right-hand side. The runner's being held on. That's a ball four. We're going to call that ball three. Evidently, we had a little snafu on the scoreboard there. 3-1 now. Now he's really in the driver's seat. 1-0 Seattle Studs here in the bottom of the second. 45s with nobody out, runner on first. And a 3-1 count on Larson. Swinging a foul back to the fence. And it's 3-2 here. On deck, your first baseman, Jared Bertotti from Simpson University, playing for his college manager here during the summer as well, Greg Cataray. Former major leaguer, pitched in the 88 World Series for the Oakland A's. Parts of 10 seasons for several teams in the 80s and 90s. Now running the program out at Simpson College for the Red Hawks. Here's the 3-2. Runner goes. Swing, a line drive up the middle, at the base hit. Runner's going to keep. Oh, no, he's going to take a big turn and dive back into the second as the Center fielder came up with it cleanly and threw behind him.
Yeah, it looks like he tripped a little bit.
And Heath wisely diving back into second base as the ball got past second baseman, the pitcher backing up there. And that's going to bring up an RBI opportunity here for Jared Bertotti, the switch-hitting first baseman. Bertotti hit an absolute laser in the game on Friday, a triple to right center. Some of the loudest contact you've heard all season long here. He stands 6'3", as I mentioned, a switch hitter, just finished up his junior year at Simpson. First baseman out of Medford, Oregon. So not too far from home here. Just a quick jaunt up the I-5. And a quick trip to the mound, but we're all set to go here. First and third, he playing even with the bag. Shortstop shading towards the bag to hold on the runner at second. Here's the pitch. That ball is low and away for a ball. Easy take for Bertotti. Good velocity out of stud starter Vito here, but he's lost a little bit of the control as he hit the first batter and got behind 3-1 before giving up a single to Chase Larson, the 45's first hit of the game. And a throw back to second, but he's back in there. Still one ball, no strikes. Sorry, two balls, no strikes to Bertotti. Heath on second, Larson on first. Two balls, no strikes. And he shows his bunt now. And he's going to put it down third baseline. That's a good bunt. He's going to have to field it cleanly, and he will not. It bounces off the bottom of his glove and sticks right in the dirt. Everybody's safe. Would have been an amazing play if he was able to come up with it cleanly.
You know, Kyle, like, it doesn't get any better than that. That was a perfect bunt.
Looks like a line drive in the box score tomorrow. It's
yeah,
that's a clean hit.
That was pretty, pretty.
Object of the game, hit it where they ain't, and they weren't about 40 feet down the third base line there.
Well, and as a pitcher, your momentum's going to first base side, not third base side, and the bunt was third base, you know?
Starter for the studs tonight is a right-handed pitcher, so he is falling off towards that first base side. An absolutely perfect bunt by Bertotti, caught him by surprise on the 2-0 pitch. And Porter, up with the bases loaded, he hits it deep in the hole at short. Got long throw, nice play there by the stud shortstop. But a run will score. That's an RBI ground out.
That was a nice hit.
So Heath scores. Larson to third. Bertotti to second. And an RBI. 5-3 ground out. Or sorry, 6-3 ground out by DJ Porter, your left fielder. That'll bring up Jonathan Alvarez, the catcher, number 30. One of two Venezuelans we have on the team this year. Their teammates here on the 45s and also at Harris Stowe State University, two of our four Harris Stowe players this year, along with Andres Alburas. Tonight started Dion Heron. First pitch is the ball. Here's the 1-0. Runners on second and third, just one out here. The 45s have tied the game 1-1 and looking to get greedy and put up a crooked number. That's a called strike. One ball, one strike, one out. Alvarez, the eight hitter. And he's in the squat tonight for Dion Heron. Here's he kicks and fires. That's a line drive over to the second baseman's head into the gap. That's going to score two. Alvarez takes a big turn at first. Here comes the throw to the plate. It is up the line at first. That's a two-run single by Alvarez, and it's 3-1, 45. Listen to that crowd.
That was nice hit. Perfect key hit exactly where you want it, too.
Nice inside-out swing by Alvarez. Got jammed a little bit, but didn't try to do too much with it. Just flipped it over the second baseman's head. And that ball not hit super hard, so the runner on second has time to get motor around and score. That's Bertotti. Larson scores from third, Bertotti from second. We've got a runner on first, still only one out. Three runs home here for the 45s. And LeBou steps to the plate. He takes a called strike one on the fastball. Oh and one on LeBou, one out here. Runner on first, he swings and taps it, and it's just a little bit foul. Right back to the catcher. Quick 0-2 on LeBou here. LeBou, another local boy here from Cottonwood, California, playing out of East Central University, just finished his sophomore year there. And he takes outside for a ball, 1-2. LeBou, 6'2", 190 infielder. Batting in the 9 hole tonight. Had an RBI single in the game on Sunday. As the 45s took 2 out of 3 last weekend from the Rally Factory Rockhounds. Here's the 1-2 to LeBou. Runner not going, and that's a ground ball right back to the pitcher. He could turn 2. And he throws it down in the dirt, and a nice play by the shortstop to even dig that one out of there and get a force at second. Taylor made double play, but a poor throw by the pitcher is going to make it a 1-6 put out. So LeBou will replace Alvarez at first, and there's now 2 down with 1 on. That'll bring up the top of the lineup, Meinhofer. Meinhofer, the shortstop, takes strike 1. He led off the game with a strikeout in the first. On deck is second baseman Noah Ferguson. 0-1 here to Meinhofer, now calls for time. We're in the bottom of the second here. Tonight's game brought to you by Redding Kia. Kia's Drive of the Week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Stop by Redding Kia for a test drive today. There's a chopper to shortstop. Comes in, takes it on the big hop. Nice play, and he's out easily. That'll end the inning. But the 45s push across 3 runs. They take the lead 3-1 headed into the top of the third. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFoor with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go
summer! Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first 2 payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first 2 payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first 2 payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Kyle DeFore here at KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com, bringing you Colt 45's baseball from Tiger Field here in beautiful Redding, California. We're headed to the top of the third. Tonight's game brought to you by Redding Kia. Drive of the week is the 2016 Sorento. Stop by Redding Kia for a test drive today. We thank them for their support of Colt 45's baseball here on the radio. Dion Heron getting ready to start his third inning of work for the 45s. 45s put up a 3 spot in the bottom of the second. They lead 3-1 here. Leading off is Jacob Prater for the Seattle Studs. And the first pitch is high for ball 1. One-oh here to Prater, the 9 hitter. And he takes ball 2. Almost the entire field in shadow here, just part of center field and part of right field in sun. Great day for baseball. Great crowd here tonight. Still filing in. Got some stragglers here showing up in the third inning. They must be Dodger fans. Swing and a miss. It's 2-1. I kid. We love our Dodger fans, both the transplants who live here locally and our tourists. All in good fun here on the radio. Colt 45's baseball. Here's the 2-1. That's a ground ball down the third base line. Labou, your third baseman, playing even with the bag there. Perhaps looking for a bunt. Now he drops back in on the 2-2 count. Swinging a foul back on a 2-2. So we'll line up and do it again. Heron making his second start of the season here for the 45s. Pitched game two of the series last weekend on Saturday. Gave up 2 runs in 4 innings. Here's the 2-2, and he's tempted but did not swing. Now 3-2 to the leadoff hitter. Jacob Prater with that open stance. Swing and a miss, and that'll strike him out on the full count fastball. High and away, swung at ball four, probably upset with himself a little bit there. So Heron strikes out the leadoff hitter. That'll bring up the top of the order, center fielder Matt Becker. Becker walked and eventually made it to third base in the first inning before being stranded there as Quinn Rawson was struck out to end the inning by Heron. And a breaking ball, and he tries to bunt it, and that is an easy pop-up for Heron. About the easiest out you could hope for as he popped it straight up, and Heron just jogged easily to first base line to make the catch. So a one pitch out. You love that as a pitcher. And a quick two down here. If you're scoring at home, that one is one unassisted. Alex Hull, the second baseman for the Stud, number 12. He bunted Becker to second in the first inning, officially 0-for-0 with a sacrifice. First pitch is a strike. Studs put up one last inning, and the 45s answered with 3. We're in the top of the third here from Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore on KCNR 1460. Bringing you Summer League College Baseball. 1-1 now from Dion Heron. That's a breaking ball, and he's way out in front. You can see he was actually trying to hold back on that one, but obviously geared up for the fastball, and all he can do is tap it foul behind the plate. It's quickly 1-2. So Heron looking for a quick 1-2-3 inning on the 9-1-2 hitters for the Studs. Swinging a foul back. We'll stay at 1-2. Your infield for the 45s tonight, Labou at third, Meinhofer at short, Ferguson at second, Bertotti at first, and Jonathan Alvarez in the squat, donning the tools of ignorance behind the plate. Here's the 1-2 from Dion Heron, your starting pitcher. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on a high fastball. That'll end the inning. We're headed to the bottom of the third. Colt 45's up 3-1 on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Mary McCurdy, and I represent Properties by Merit. We are a locally owned full-service real estate firm. Whether you are buying or selling, I can help. Call me today at 949-1550 or check out my website at marymccurdy.com. At Properties by Merit, we make your dreams become reality. Call or text me at 949-1550.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no! Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
and they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110 or online at maryspizzashack.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
3-1 here in the bottom of the third from Tiger Field. This is Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR leading off for the 45s here. Second baseman Noah Ferguson. Ferguson, one of our hometown boys here, a Reading boy, and he leads off with a solid single up the middle, a line drive right through the box and past the second baseman. He's aboard with a leadoff single. That'll bring up your center fielder, Andres Alburjas.
Now that in, we have 45.
From Maracaibo, Venezuela.
Number 29, Andres.
Playing center field tonight, played right field in the series last week and had the best outfield assist I've seen in a long time. Throwing a guy out at the plate by at least 20 feet. Had a nice diving catch in that game as well. And he quickly bunts that ball. It's right out in front of the pitcher. Took a weird step, almost looked like his leg almost gave out from underneath him there, but he's able to recover and throw out Alburjas on a bunt that was almost a direct chop right back to the pitcher. So an awkward-looking play, but it's a sacrifice nonetheless as he moves Ferguson to second. So here's Hunter Heath from Oklahoma Baptist University taking his second plate appearance, hit by a pitch by the first pitch he saw as a Colt 45 in his first at-bat. And swinging a line drive, oh, ground ball down the through the hole on the right side. Coming around to score easily is going to be Ferguson. And a strong throw from the right fielder made that look closer than it actually was, but an RBI single by Hunter Heath. Welcome to the 45s, Hunter Heath. An RBI single, still only one out here. And that's just how you draw it up. Leadoff single, sacrifice, bunt, RBI single. And the Palisadro native, Chase Larson, out of Feather River College. Foothill High School alum here, steps in with a runner on first and one out. That's a breaking ball, and he's out in front of it as he taps it foul. Down the left side, 0-1. 45's now up 4-1 after the RBI single there by Heath. He's on first with Chase Larson at the plate. Here's the 0-1. And that one is fouled straight back, a quick 0-2. Simpson Redhawk Jared Bertotti on first base, or in the on-deck circle, pardon me. Hunter Heath on first. Here's the 0-2 to Larson. He just kind of reaches out and pokes that to right field. It's a fly ball. A couple steps to his right is the right fielder, and he makes the play. That'll be the second out of the inning. Holding at first is Heath.
First baseman number 9, Jared Bertotti.
So that'll bring up Bertotti batting left-handed here. Big hole on the right side as the first baseman's holding the runner on. Bertotti singled and scored in the last inning. He was part of that three-run rally where the 45 sent seven hitters to the plate last inning. First pitch is the ball. Pitcher now comes set. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss on a changeup there. Got him way out in front. Looking to hit that one to the Reading Library. Here's the 1-1. Two down, one runner on. One run across already for the 45s here. They lead 4-1 in the bottom of the third. Bertotti gets jammed a little bit, but that is deep in the hole at second base. A nice play by the second baseman, and they got him. a chopper deep in the hole, but he had plenty of time to throw as it was almost right past the first baseman. That'll end the inning here. We're headed to the top of the fourth. Colt 45 is up 4-1 on KCNR 1460.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the fourth here from Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore on KCNR 1460 bringing you Colt 45's baseball. 45's up 4-1 as we start the top of the fourth. Deion Heron starting his fourth inning of work against the visiting Seattle Studs. First pitch there is inside for a ball. Leading off is the right fielder Tosh Semlicker for the Studs. 45's pushed across another one last inning. Had three in the second inning as that ball is way out in front of the plate in the dirt. Looks like Heron might have lost his grip on that one in a quick 2-0 here. A 1-2-3 inning in the third for Heron with two strikeouts. Looking to repeat that performance here. Here's the 2-0. That ball is chopped to third on LeBou on a big hop. Takes his time and a strong throw to third gets him by half a step. Nice play by LeBou, the Cottonwood kid playing third base there. So a 5-3 put out on Semlicker. That'll bring up the first baseman Ross, and he struck out in the first inning with a runner on third in his first at bat. One out, nobody on. Heron making his second start of the year for the 45s here. That ball is high for ball one. Heath in right, Alburjas in center, Porter in left. For the 45s, that ball is skied out to center. Shallow center. Coming in is Alburjas. He's going to make the play. As Meinhofer sprinted out to center field and was quickly called off by the slowly accelerating Alburjas, who made the play easily.
Third baseman number 16, Joel McKeithen.
That'll bring up Joel McKeithen, the five hitter. We have two out and nobody on. Visiting Seattle Studs here, down 4-1 in the top of the fourth with two out on 45's pitcher Deion Heron. That ball is driven to center field, but right at Alburjas. Barely has to move. And that's a one-pitch flyout. So another quick 1-2-3 inning for Deion Heron. He is dealing. Colt 45's up 4-1. Head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man. Grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agree. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Kyle DeFore here at Tiger Field on KCNR 1460, bringing you Colt 45 Baseball. Leading off in the bottom of the fourth here for the 45s is DJ Porter, your left fielder. Fourth inning of work here for Seattle stud starter Mitch Vito. That ball is hit deep in the hole. It's short, and he air mails it to the dugout. Would have been a really nice play. He was going to his left, spun and threw and way over the first baseman's head. So Porter will reach. We'll see if they score that a hit or an error.
Number 30, Jonathan.
So that'll bring up Alvarez as the catcher had a 2 RBI single in his first at bat in the second. In that 3-run inning for the 45s, he comes up with a runner on first and nobody out. I think they're going to score that E6 on the ground ball by Porter. That ball is grounded to third. Double play ball here. 5-4. And that ball is also airmailed to the dugout. Alvarez will stay at first. That one thrown by the second baseman. So it'll be a fielder's choice, 5-4. Austin LeBoo now, the Cottonwood kid playing third base. In the bottom of the fourth, coming up on his second at bat, he grounded out 1-6. A fielder's choice in the second. Alvarez takes his lead off first. That ball is tapped foul down the right side. 0-1. 3 in the second, 1 in the third for the 45s. Runner on first, 1 out here in the fourth. They're taking on the visiting Seattle studs. We'll do it again tomorrow night at 7 and also on Sunday. Full schedule on RedingColt45s.com. Here's the 0-1 from Vito. And that ball is a ball. 1-1. Looks like it might have been a little bit low towards the outside corner. But when the catcher drops the ball, you're less likely to get that called strike. LeBoo hitting in the 9-hole play in third base tonight. One ball, one strike, one out, runner on first. He swings and chops it to third base. That ball is fair as he caught it coming across the line, and they're going to call it a fair ball. He throws across to first to get LeBoo, so that's a 5-3 putout. Going to second is Alvarez on the play. And that'll turn over the lineup back to Mickey Meinhofer. Meinhofer struck out in the first, grounded out to short in the second. Taking his third at-bat here in the fourth. You always like when your leadoff hitter gets three at-bats in the first four innings. That means you're getting base runners. 4-1, 45s here. He takes low and outside, ball one. Doesn't look like Seattle's too worried about Alvarez's speed out there at second. Second baseman shading slightly towards second, but doesn't seem too concerned. Here's the wind in the pitch. Another ball, now 2-0 to Meinhofer. That one down in the dirt. Vito comes, set, checks the runner, checks him again. winds and fires that ball. It is blooped out into right field, and the right fielder is going to come on and make the play. And that'll end the inning. So no runs on one hit. And we'll head to the top of the fifth. Colt 45 is up 4-1 here on KCNR 1460.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Headed to the top of the fifth now here at Tiger Field in Redding, California, Dion Heron. On the mound for the 45s, getting ready to start his fifth inning of work. Giving up just one run thus far as the 45s lead 4-1. Absolutely perfect day for baseball. The lights are on. Dusk is approaching. Temperature coming way down here. If you haven't been to a 45s game, it's the best $5 you'll spend all summer long. Every game starts with every seat in the shade, even on the first base side. Hard to beat a 45s game on a summer night here in Redding, California. Nate Backus is going to lead off. He grounded out to the third base in the second inning in his first at-bat. As Heron has now retired seven straight Seattle studs. I'll try not to say that too many times in a row. Seven straight Seattle studs have gone down. That's a ball 1-0. Backus chops it foul. Now it's 1-1. And Heron has kept him off balance pretty well tonight. Mixing speeds, mixing locations. He's had a great changeup. Had quite a few swing and misses. Here's the 1-1. Swings, and that ball is grounded to Bertotti. Fields it cleanly. He'll take it himself for an unassisted three. And there's one down. That'll bring up Kyle Bowe. Bo, the left fielder for the studs. And an RBI single is first at bat in the second. That's the lone run for the studs thus far. First pitch is the ball outside, 1-0. Heron winds and fires. That ball is lined down the left field line. It is a fair ball. That's going to roll down into the corner. He's going to have at least two. Porter digs it out and throws it down to third, and that's going to be a stand-up double by Kyle Bowe with one out. That'll bring up Garrett Breda. So one out, runner on second here. And Garrett Breda, your beer batter tonight. $1 beers if Heron can strike him out this time through for the rest of the inning for all the fans here at Tiger Field. Got him on a two-strike count last time, but I think Heron will take the result. He got a 6-4-3 double play to end the inning in the second. Much better than a strikeout. though the fans might disagree for the beer batter purposes here. That's a fly out to center field. It's dropping fast and coming on as Heath. He makes a diving play. And no, they're going to say it came out of his glove. It's going to be, it looked like he had it. He was sliding, caught it in a basket catch type fashion. Looked like a great play, but the umpire out at second base waves it off as he's saying it bounced out of his glove. That's going to be a single. And a tough break there for Hunter Heath as it looked like he had an amazing diving catch. Throws left-handed, so dove and had the glove on the right hand. Very nearly came up with a great, great play there. So now runners on first and third with one out. That'll bring up Jacob Prater. Had a couple nice plays in addition to airmailing one to the dugout on a tough play. But we've seen him show some nice range out there at shortstop for the Studs. So one out, runners on the corners, and that pitch is inside for a ball. Heron would like nothing more than to roll another double play here to get out of the inning and throw up another goose egg. He'd retired eight straight before Bo got that single. And then Garrett Breda, the catcher, followed up with another single to right center field and very nearly caught on a great play by Heath. First pitch is the ball 1-0. Heron comes set and throws again. That ball is driven to left field and deep. Headed back is Porter. He looks up. And he makes the catch at the wall. What a catch. Runners tag. Bo will score, so that's a sac fly for Prater. And an RBI. But a nice catch out there by Porter. He had a long way to go and made a leaping catch at the wall to prevent extra bases and a nice play. So 4-2 now for the 45s with two out and a runner on second. As Breda advanced to second as Bo scored on that sac fly. So Becker, the top of the lineup, center fielder and leadoff hitter, will take his third at bat. He's singled in the first and popped out to the pitcher in the third. RBI opportunity here, breaking ball, big one, and I guess it was too high. That's ball one. Heron thought he dropped it in there, and so did most of everybody else here at Tiger Field, but the only one that matters is the man in black. So here's the 1-0 with two outs, runner on second. Heron trying to limit the damage to one run here in the top of the fifth. Gave up two in four innings in his first start of the season on Saturday. He's got 4 2/3 thus far here, trying to get through that fifth inning and be eligible for the win. He's down 2-0 here. Becker with a very upright stance. See a lot of guys with the open stance were in the squad, but he likes to stand very upright and then get loaded as the pitch is coming in. That ball is inside it quickly, down 3-0. And Heron's going to take a walk. Nobody on first, runner on second, so he's got a base to play with. Doesn't necessarily have to give in here. And Alex Hull is on deck, the second baseman. He's sacrificed and struck out in the first and third innings, respectively, so he's got his choice who he'd like to go after here. And that's a four-pitch walk as it's just outside by Heron. So runners on first and second now after the walk to Becker. Breda on second, Becker on first. Hull coming up now for the Studs in the top of the fifth here. Want to remind you, tonight's game brought to you by Kia. Redding Kia. Test drive a 2016 Kia Sorento. That's our Redding Colt 45's drive of the week. Thank them for their sponsorship here. Quickly, 0-1 now. On hold, the number two hitter. Heron kicks and fires. That ball is flown into right very high and not very deep. Heath is going to have a beat on it, and he will retire the side. So one run there for the Studs. We're headed to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California that includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
You are listening to Colt 45's Baseball, and an impromptu dance party has broken out here at Tiger Field in the bottom of the fifth. As we've got all the 45's bench players as well as kids all around the front of the stadium here, dancing with some Black Eyed Peas here. A lot of fun down here at the ballpark. Bring the kids, bring the whole family, bring the whole Little League team. Between inning stuff for the kids, all kinds of good times. You can get the whole schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. And I tell you what, if some of these guys don't make it as pro baseball players, I think some of them have a future here in the realm of competitive dance. Colt 45's Baseball, a lot of fun for everybody involved. You got to be here. You can buy your tickets at the gate. Fun for the whole family. Tonight's game brought to you by Reading Kia. Kia's Drive of the Week is the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Reading Kia. Thanks to Kia for their support of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. The crowd goes wild for the kids here. Pretty good coordination there. Good thing they didn't have yours truly down there. I would muck all of that up. And Ferguson's going to lead off here as the crowd comes back to its senses and ready for some Colt 45's baseball here. And Ferguson takes ball one low. Ferguson struck out in the first, singled and scored in the third. He's one for two. 4-2 45s here in the bottom of the fifth. Mitch Vito starting his fifth inning of work for this visiting Seattle Studs. Ferguson, a Reading native out of Butte College. And he takes a strike there, now 2-1. Two and one to Ferguson here, and that ball is low, ball three. On this day in baseball history, 1987, three grand slams are hit at Wrigley Field in the Cubs' 22-7 rout of the Astros. Two for the Cubs and one for the Astros in a 22-7 slugfest. Three grand slams in one game. Those 87 Cubs finished about 18 games out of first place, if memory serves. Unlikely to happen this year, as the Cubs are an absolute juggernaut with the best record in baseball. Giants did get two out of three from them a couple weekends ago. one of the few teams to get the better of them in a series, as they have been absolutely lights out. Ferguson fouls that one back. It's 3-2. Cubs and the Giants, definitely the class of the National League thus far. Giants putting up the best record in the major leagues in May. After something of a ho-hum April, absolutely caught fire in May, led by their trio of great pitchers, Bumgarner, Cueto, and Samardzija. 3-2 here to Ferguson. That ball is grounded deep in the hole. It's short. It's going to be a long throw, and he got him. Nice play by Prater, as he does not lack for arm over there at shortstop. That's going to be a 6-3 putout on Ferguson. One out for the 45s here. That'll bring up your center fielder, Andres Alburjas. Out of Harris Stowe State University in Indiana, one of four players we have from that university this year. It's AC/DC walk-up music here. One out, nobody on. Alburjas grounds it firmly to third, but it's taken cleanly, and he will be thrown out on one pitch. Quickly, two down now here on the 45s in the bottom of the fifth. Studs got one back in the top of the fifth to make it 4-2. 45 still lead by that score. Two out, nobody on here. So a 5-3 ground out by Alburjas there. And Heath will come up with two outs and nobody on. He singled and drove in a run. His last at bat, hit by a pitch, his first official plate appearance. So he's 1-for-1. Big swing and a miss there on a ball down low. 0-1. Absolutely perfect weather for baseball here at Tiger Field in downtown Redding, California. Great crowd here. Watching the 45s. Leading 4-2 in the bottom of the fifth. It's one ball and one strike after a low one there from Vito. Visiting Seattle Studs. This is game one of a three-game series. You can get the entire schedule on RedingCold45s.com. Heath swings and fouls that one to the right side. It's 1-2. And you can listen to every game here on KCNR 1460 Redding, or if you're out of the area, on KCNR1460.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Redding Kia. Test drive the drive of the week, 2016 Kia Sorento at Redding Kia today. Proud to support Colt 45's baseball. Here's the 1-2 to Hunter Heath, making his Colt 45's debut tonight. He swings and a miss, and he strikes out. That'll end the inning. We'll head to the top of the sixth. Still 4-2, Colt 45's.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go
summer! Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Kyle DeBoer back here on KCNR 1460, live from Tiger Field, bringing you Colt 45's Baseball on the radio. We're in the top of the sixth. Seattle Studs losing 4-2 to your hometown Redding Colt 45s. New pitcher for the 45s is Brandon Lupton. Medford, Oregon native, pitches for your Shasta College Knights right here in Redding. just finished up his sophomore year there. He relieves Deion Heron. We'll close the book on him with five innings pitched and two runs. He's in line for the win should this lead hold up. Lupton, first pitch is the ball. That one is fouled back. Now 1-1. Lupton got into one game over the weekend. Or two games over the weekend, forgive me. As he pitches to Tosh Semlicker, the right fielder for the Seattle Studs. To lead off the inning, Alvarez had to catch that one in self-defense as it was down in the dirt and ate him up, down 2-1. Get you up to date from some scores around the league. Giants win 5-1 today behind a strong six-inning start from Johnny Cueto on the fast track to the All-Star team. That guy, one of the best free agent signings of the year by any team, certainly. Unfortunately for you A's fans, the A's took a beating today at the hands of the Astros, 12-2. Although they did put up nine hits, just two runs, as Jesse Hahn got knocked around a little bit. Four to two, 45s. Full count here by Lupton on Semlicker. Swing and a miss. He strikes him out, and that's the first out of the inning. I want to remind you, tonight's game brought to you by Redding Kia. Kia's drive of the week is the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one at Kia. Redding Kia today. Thank them for their support of Cole 45's baseball on the radio. So one out now. In the top of the sixth, 45's up 4-2. Is this game humming right along? Most of our offense there in the second inning. Swing and a foul tip. Strike one by Quinn Rawson, the first baseman and cleanup hitter from Lupton. Oh and one, one out. 45's up 4-2 here. That ball is driven deep to right field, but it's going to be a foul home run. Squared it up, but way out in front was Ross, and it's a long strike now, 0-2. .45's got three in the second, one in the third. That's been the extent of the scoring as Alvarez going to go out to the mound and get on the same page with Lupton here. Seattle scored one in the second and one in the fifth. Score stands at 4-2 here. As we are under the lights, dusk upon us. Great crowd here tonight at Tiger Field. Lots of gold and white 45 swag all around the park. Make sure to bring your gloves as foul balls are early and often around here. That ball's down in the dirt now, 1-2. .45s are managed by Greg Cataray. Barrick Fasking, your pitching coach. Lupton fires the 1-2. That is a breaking ball down in the dirt, 2-2. Big sweeping breaking ball there. Starts out a strike and ends up in the back left foot of the left-handed hitter there. Here's the 2-2 with one out, nobody on. And Alvarez wanted it. He held that ball, framed it, but did not get the call. We'll go full 3-2 here. I want to remind you, your San Jose Sharks NHL Stanley Cup Finals debut. Not going as well as they'd like so far, but as that's a ball high for a walk. Game 3 is going to be June 4th at 5 p.m. So make sure to cheer on your Sharks in their first ever appearance in the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. So a full count walk there to the cleanup hitter. That'll bring up Joel McKeithen. One out, one on. Lupton pitching to the number 5 hitter. That ball is driven in the right center field gap, and it's going to get down. That's going to be extra bases. Runner headed round, second headed to third. And a phenomenal play by Al Burhas in center field to hold the runner to a single there at first base. Got over there and absolutely threw a laser back into second. So that'll be a long single nearly to the wall. But we'll have runners on first and third with one out. So that'll bring up the DH, Nate Backus here. Still 4-2, but the Seattle Studs threatening here in the top of the sixth. Off reliever, Brandon Lupton. Nate back as a right-handed hitter. One out, looking for the double play ball of the 45s. That ball is driven deep to left field. But he's going to have some room about a two steps in front of the warning track there, and he'll haul it in. That'll be a sack fly and an RBI for Backus. Rawson scores from third easily with no throw. McKeithen will hold it first, and that's a sack fly RBI for Backus. I'll ring up Kyle Bowe, the left fielder, and it's now 4-3, 45s. As each of the last two innings, the Studs have chipped away one. Two down, runner on first here. I want to remind you, tonight's game brought to you by Redding Kia. Test drive the 2016 Kia Sorento, your Kia drive of the week. Test drive one at Redding Kia today, or tomorrow, or this weekend. Thank them for their support of Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460. Lupton fires, and that ball is popped up, but it looks like it's going to be out of play. Long way to go for Bertotti, and he is going to run out of room just a little bit down that right field line. Good effort, but to no avail. So two down here, one already home for the Studs, 4-3, 45s. One ball, one strike on Kyle Bowe, the left fielder for Seattle. And a throw over to first. Runner is back. Here's the pitch. That's a strike, 1-2. So Lupton out of Medford. Also, your first baseman, Jared Bertotti, out of Medford, Oregon. Both of them play college ball here in Redding, though. One at Shasta College, one at Simpson College. Here's the 1-2, and that ball is way outside, ball two. Tried to get him to the chase there. To no avail. We'll line it up 2-2. Throw over to first, Bertotti slaps down the tag, but it's not in time. Runner is back. Here's the pitch, and that ball is low as well. We'll go full, 3-2. No activity in the bullpen here, so it's Lupton's inning. He's one pitch away from getting out of it here. Here's the full count pitch. Swing and a pop-up down the right field line. Long way to go for Heath. Now he's under it, and he'll make the play. That'll end the inning. And we'll go to the bottom of the sixth here. Colt 45 is leading 4-3. You're listening to 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Hi, this is Kyle DeFore for Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
And we're back here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore with Matty Nibelli. It's 4-3, Colt 45. We've got a good one for you here. Bottom of the sixth inning, D.H. Chase Larson out of Palisadro, California, and Feather River College is going to be leading off for you. He singled and scored in the second in that three-run rally and had a flyout to right field in the third. Stepping in for his third plate appearance here. Swinging a foul back. Got a good pitch to hit there, but sends it back to the screen. Probably like to see that one again. Sixth inning of work here for Mitch Vito, the starter for the Studs. Gave up three in the second, one in the fourth, but nothing in either of the last two innings. See it settled down a bit. Good velocity from Vito. And he's been mixing in the breaking ball just enough these last few innings to keep them off balance. Studs have chipped away in the fifth and the sixth with one run in each of those innings to make it 4-3. Got one off of Lupton in the last inning. Had two in the first five off of starter Dion Heron, who is in line for the win should this lead hold up for the 45s. 1-1 now fouled back out of play by Larson. It's going to be 1-2. We've seen Larson play third base and DH. LeBoux at third base tonight as Larson's going to DH. And bat fifth, he's 1-for-2 with a run. Bertotti on deck. Here's the 1-2 from Vito. Swing and a miss down in the dirt, and he got him. Quick tag applied, and Larson is down for the first out of the inning. Simpson Redhawk Jared Bertotti coming to the plate. Switch inning first baseman out of Medford, Oregon. He's shown a nice glove thus far as well. Where's number 9, 6'3"? On deck is DJ Porter, your left fielder. Should one of those men reach, Jonathan Alvarez, your catcher, who drove in two runs with a single in the second, will be the next hitter after Porter. And Bertotti takes a strike now, 0-2. Fouled off the first pitch. Took a called strike for the second one there. As Vito has been ahead in the count a fair amount tonight, has not had a whole bunch of three-ball counts. Just had the one bad inning where he gave up three runs in the second. 45's clinging to a 4-3 lead here. Now 1-2 after that ball's down in the dirt. Very respectable nachos going up the stairs over here. These are not some movie theater nachos. Swing and a miss, and Bertotti strikes out. You know those skimpy ones you get with, like, hardly any cheese and nothing else on them? They're not going to shortchange you here at Tiger Field. You're going to get your money's worth. If you can get around all those, I'll be impressed. So two outs now with nobody on as DJ Porter, your left fielder, steps in. Had an RBI fielder's choice. Grounding out to shortstop. That ball is lined down the right field line. A fair ball. He's going to head to second and get there easily. Or will he? No, that's a closer play than it looked like. It's a nice throw from right field. Right fielder Semlicker for the Studs. It was a stud of an arm out there in right field as he made that play a lot closer than it should have been. Looked like a stand-up double off the bat down the right field line, and he made a Made the crowd a little nervous there as Porter was chugging into second. So two outs, now runner on second. Here's Alvarez, the catcher. Two RBIs on a single, and then he grounded out to second base in the fourth. That single was in the second. Beto takes a look at Porter a second, now kicks and fires. That ball's a little bit high, ball one. Not a very high zone denied from the umpire. Making him get it down. And Alvarez ahead in the count 1-0. He kicks and fires, swings, and that ball is grounded to third. And that'll end the inning. Routine play. So no runs for the 45s. We head to the top of the seventh. Still 4-3. You're listening to 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
With a rebel yell, Home with Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Seat's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
And we'll welcome you back in here to Tiger Field. Colt 45's up 4-3 as we head to the top of the seventh. We've got a good one going here. As what started out as what looked like might be an offensive explosion has turned into a pitcher's duel here in the last half of the game. Brandon Lupton starting his second inning of work here for the 45, still 4-3. Leading off is going to be Garrett Breda, the catcher for the Seattle Studs. First pitch is a called strike in the outside corner. Nice pitch from Lupton there. Breda hit into a double play in the second inning to end the inning and put out that rally. Now 1-1 here. Here's Lupton. And that's a ball 2-1. And a line drive up the middle. That's a solid single there by Breda. So no outs and the leadoff runner is on for the Studs here. That'll bring up Jacob Prater, the catcher. He struck out and had an RBI sack fly to left field. That Porter made a nice play on there. Activity now in the Seattle Studs bullpen. Nobody down there for the 45s. So it's Lupton's inning for the time being. Prater stepping in here with nobody out, one on in a 4-3 ball game, top of the seventh. Studs have scored one in each of the last two innings. 45s did all their damage in the second and the third. There's a bunt right back to the pitcher. Catches it on one hop. Nearly turned the double play as they went 1-6-3. But Prater beat it out. So that's a fielder's choice. Score that 1-6. And he replaces Breda at first. That'll bring up the leadoff hitter, Matt Becker, center field, number three. And Alvarez wants to go out and talk to Lupton. Good speed at the plate here in Becker. He singled and was stranded on third in the first. Popped out to the pitcher in the third. And walked in the fifth. Officially one for two with a walk. And this will be his first at-bat against Lupton. All three at-bats prior to that were against starter Dion Heron, who went five innings, gave up two runs. Currently in line for the win should this lead stand up for him. Swinging a foul back to the screen. Strike one. Good cut by Becker there as it went straight back. Bertotti holding the runner at first. Middle infielders not shading for a double play ball. He winds and fires. Here's the 0-1. It's a breaking ball down in the dirt. One ball, one strike. I want to remind you tonight's game brought to you by Redding Kia. The drive of the week is the 2016 Kia Sorento. Stop in at Redding Kia and test drive one today. One ball, one strike, one out. Lupton deals to the leadoff hitter, Becker. That ball is high now, 2-1. Here's the 2-1 from Lupton. Runner goes. Ball is down. Here comes the throw, and he is safe as he bounced the throw, and it was to the third base side of the bag. Alvarez not happy with himself on that one. So a stolen base there by Prater. Now runner in scoring position with one out as a 3-1 count. Becker can get greedy here and look for a pitch, you know, a specific location. On deck is Alex Hull, the second baseman. He's 0 for 2 with a sacrifice tonight. And first pitch is, and that'll be a ball four. So that's a walk. Runner now on first and second with one out.
Everybody clap your hands.
So that sets up the double play ball for Lupton here. And a force at any base but home.
Alex Hull.
Quick update for you Giants fans. Unfortunately, Hunter Pence will be out 6 to 8 weeks and will require surgery for that injury. So that's a ground ball through the hole to the left side. Porter coming up throwing. We're going to have a play at the plate, and he is so safe as Alvarez could not bring it in. Nice throw by Porter, but tried to put the tag down before he really had the ball. That'll be an RBI single, and we are tied 4-4 here. So a brand new ball game in the top of the seventh, 4-4, as Seattle has come all the way back from down 4-1, chipped away one run in each of the last three innings, including this one, and still threatening here with second and third, and just one out. So Prater scores on the RBI single by Becker. Becker heads to second on the throw. And Breda's over at third. Meeting out of the mound, Fasking wanted to say something to Lupton. And now he's headed back. We're getting ready to go. Correction, that was a walk to Becker. The RBI single was by a hole. Apologies there. So Hull at second, Becker at third. That'll bring up the number three hitter, Tosh Semlicher, the left fielder. He's had a sacrifice, a ground out, and a strikeout. He's 0-2. That's a line drive into right field and a single. That'll give them the lead. It's going to be 5-4. Runners at the corners now on a line drive to right field on the first pitch off of Lupton. It's 5-4 Seattle. As Semlicher comes through for him. Hole to third. Becker scores.
First baseman, Quinn Rawson.
Still only one out. That'll bring up the first baseman, Quinn Rawson. The cleanup hitter, he struck out in the first. Flew out to center field and then walked and scored last inning in the sixth. Two spot across here for the Studs, 5-4. Lupton, that's a line drive down the left field line. It is a fair ball. It's going to drop. Porter's going to take it on one hop. It's going to be a single and an RBI for Rawson. It's now 6-4 Seattle as they've put across three here on Lupton in the seventh. So Semlicher to second. Hull scores on the play. RBI single by Rawson, and it's 6-4. Activity down in the bullpen, and now Greg Catteray is going to take the long walk, and that's going to do it for Lupton. So we'll close the book on Lupton, 1 1/3. 4 runs. And we'll be right back here in about 60 seconds on KCNR 1460.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Kyle DeFore here at Tiger Field bringing you Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. Pitching change here for the 45s. Left-hander Seth Kanine out of California Baptist University, the 5'9 fireballer, coming in here to try and put out the threat here from the Seattle Studs. They've already pushed three across here in the seventh to take the lead 6-4. Kanine had the save in the game Sunday. Recorded the first save for the 45s this year as they won that game 3-0. He comes in now with runners on first and second and one out. Lupton went 1 1/3. Both the runners on first and second are his. So we haven't closed the book on him quite yet. Kanine going to try and either roll a double play or get a couple outs here any which way he can. Third baseman Joel McKeithen for the Stud steps in here against the lefty Kanine. Out of Corona, California is Kanine. McKeithen singled and scored in the second. Flew out to center and had a single last inning as well. First pitch is the ball inside, 1-0. 6-4 Seattle here in the bottom of the seventh from Tiger Field. McKeithen, the seventh Seattle batter of the inning. Kanine checks the runner and now fires. That ball is low. Now 2-0. Seattle scored 1 in the second, 1 in the fifth, 1 in the sixth, and they've pushed across 3 here in the seventh with still only 1 out. 45s did all their damage in the second and the third, have not scored since. It's 6-4 here. Kanine kicks and fires. That ball is grounded to second base. Double play. 4-6. 3, and that's the end of the inning. Just like that, he comes in, throws 3 pitches, rolls a double play, and that's the end of the inning. But Seattle takes the lead with a 3-spot. It's 6-4. We'll head to the bottom in the seventh. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Redding community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Redding Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfests? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Russell Cleaning Service, the Shasta Athletic Club, Zach Bay State Farm Insurance, Revolve Solar, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock to hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform. So tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show. It's the happening place.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, we're out.
At the old ball game, you came in right in the end here of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. We were treated by to a great rendition of God Bless America by friend of the 45, Scott Lewis, pulling double duty tonight on the Star Spangled Banner and God Bless America. So we head to the bottom of the seventh here. 45's down 6-4. Seattle Studs put up a three spot in the top of the sixth. And 45's down playing from behind for the first time tonight. They scored three in the second, one in the third, and nothing since. But they'll have Austin LeBoux and then the top of the lineup to try and put something together. I want to remind you, tonight's game brought to you by Redding Kia. The 2016 Drive of the Week. 2016 Sorento. Stop by Redding Kia and test drive one today. So our thanks to Redding Kia for their support of Redding Colt 45's baseball. Here's LeBoux, who has a fielder's choice, 1-6, and a ground out to third. He's 0-2. He winds and fires, swing and a miss by LeBoux. It's 0-1. Mitch Vito, as we mentioned, the starter for Seattle, gave up four runs in the first three innings. Nothing since, as he has sat down and found his groove. And that's a ball down low, 1-1. Still throwing hard here in the seventh. 45s have used three pitchers. Deion Heron went five innings, gave up two runs. Brandon Lupton, 1 1/3. Gave up four, and that's a ground ball down the third baseline. Not very hard hit. Here's the throw, and he's going to throw him out. That's a ground ball out. 5-3 for LeBoux. One down. That'll bring up Mickey Meinhofer. Shortstop and leadoff hitter. He's 0-3 so far. We are under the lights here at Tiger Field. Absolutely perfect night for baseball. First pitch is a strike. Breaking ball in there. 0-1. Meinhofer out of El Dorado Hills, California. Plays a pretty strong defensive shortstop. 0-3 so far, trying to get on base here to get something started for the 45s. This is game one of a three-game series. We'll do it again tomorrow night and Sunday, both all game times at 7:15. Swinging a foul tip, 1-2 here. You can find every game here on KCNR 1460. Or come down here and for just $5 a ticket, enjoy everything in person. Get yourself a snow cone or some tri-tip. All kinds of good stuff here. Unfortunately, they put the broadcast booth not far away from the barbecue booth, so I've got to smell that all game. 1-2 here to Meinhofer. Swinging a fly ball down the right field line. That's going to hook foul into the bullpen area for the Studs down there. Two pitchers warming up in the Seattle bullpen. Nobody down there for the 45, so you got to think Kanin's going to be the pitcher again next inning. 1-2, one out. Nobody on for Meinhofer. Vito gets the sign. Again, pitching exclusively from the stretch. Unusual for a starter, but it's working for him so far. That ball is outside 2-2. Ferguson to follow. And Al Burjas, if one of them reaches. Here's the 2-2. And that ball is high 3-2. So Meinhofer will see a full count pitch here. He comes in, and that ball is very high. Easy take. And he snaps the glove as he gets the throw back and not happy with himself on that 3-2 pitch. Didn't really have to think about it when it's that high, so here comes the manager. We'll see if they make a change or if they're going to leave him in there. So a one-out walk there for Meinhofer. And the tying run comes to the place and comes to the plate in the person of Noah Ferguson. Ferguson, a 6-foot, 170-pound, soon-to-be sophomore down at Butte College. Hometown of Redding, California here. Big hole on the right side for him as the first baseman's holding the runner on. Swinging a chopper to third. 5-4. 3 double play, and that'll end the inning. Ferguson grounds into the double play. That'll do it for the 45s here in the bottom of the seventh. We'll go to the top of the eighth. Score still 6-4 Seattle. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Mary McCurdy, and I represent Properties by Merit. We are a locally owned full-service real estate firm. Whether you are buying or selling, I can help. Call me today at 949-1550 or check out my website at marymccurdy.com. At Properties by Merit, we make your dreams become reality. Call or text me at 949-1550.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. The summer's here and the heat is on. Projectiles fired from firearms are blamed for starting fires every year. True or not, we owe it to ourselves to carry a fire extinguisher while conducting live fire training during this dry season. Call NFI today at 530-999-1822 for all of your firearms training needs or visit us online at readingccw.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the eighth here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's baseball all summer long. Seattle Studs up 6-4 here as Seth Canine starts his second inning of work. The 5'9 fireballer out of Corona, California throws a ball as Nate Backus, who had a sacrifice fly in the sixth inning, steps in to lead off. Here's the 1-0. That ball is inside for ball 2-0. Got a piece of unfortunate news here coming across the news wire. Evidently, former heavyweight champ Muhammad Ali is in grave condition in a Phoenix hospital, and it does not look good. Former trainers and friends have confirmed that he is in very bad condition, and it might be near the end here. So that's a called strike there now, 2-2. He's come back to even the count. So we are... best wishes go out to the former heavyweight champ there. Here's Canine with the 2-2. He kicks and fires. That ball is just a bit low. Crowd wanted it. I think Canine did too, but it's going to be 3-2. Update you for some scores around the league here. Here's the 3-2. Swinging a foul ball. And they're going to call catcher's interference on that as he reached out and tried to grab that one. And
on the foul ball, the bat actually touched the catcher's glove, so that's going to be catcher's interference, and he'll go to first base. So Backus will reach on the catcher's interference. That'll bring up Kyle Bowe. Bowe's been a thorn in the side of the 45 so far. 2-for-3 with an RBI and a run scored. Had an RBI single in the second, doubled and scored in the fifth. Flew out in the sixth. So he's 2-for-3. And Kanin, they're going to do a couple warm-up pitches here for Alvarez. I guess he took the bat on the glove hand there, wanted to make sure everything was all right. Looks like he's good to go. So the left fielder for Seattle, Bowe, will step in there. Still 6-4 Seattle here. Top of the eighth, runner on first, nobody out. Seth Kanin out of California Baptist University, the left-hander on the mound. Wearing number 18, he kicks and fires. Here's the first pitch. That ball is in there for a strike to Bowe. 0-1 right at the knees. Really impressive velocity out of Kanin, the left-hander. Stands just 5'9". He gets every ounce out of that frame. He's throwing up there in the low 90s. Swing and a miss on a fastball there. It's 0-2. He blew that one right by him. And we'll see what he wants to do here on 0-2 with a runner on first, nobody out. 45 is trying to keep it close here, down by two in the top of the eighth. Still two more chances for them in the bottom of the eighth and the ninth. They want to keep it to a two-run deficit. Here's the pitch. Called strike three, and he got him looking for the first out of the inning. As Bowe goes down, he's now 2-for-4. That'll bring up catcher Garrett Breda. He's your beer batter, but he hasn't obliged the fans at all. He's 2-for-3. He's hit into a double play and has two singles. One out, runner on first. They'd like nothing more than another double play here. He foul tips that one into Alvarez's mitt. Strike one. 6-4 here in top of the eighth. His part of the game brought to you by Redding Kia. The drive of the week is for the Redding Colt 45s is the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive won at Redding Kia today. I'll thank them for their support of Colt 45s baseball here on the radio. Kanin going to step off and take a walk here. Now comes back to the rubber. Gertotti holding the runner at first. Kanin in the stretch getting ready to pitch to Garrett Breda here. Shortstop Jacob Prater on deck. Here's the 0-1. That ball is high and outside. Ball one. As I mentioned, Breda grounded into a double play in the second inning, but that's the only time they've gotten him out tonight. Here's the 1-1 from Kanin. That's a breaking ball, just a bit low. 2-1. Pretty good pitch there from Kanin. I mentioned get you some scores here. Cubs over the Diamondbacks, 6-0. Phillies over the Brewers, 6-3. Baltimore over the Yankees, 6-5. Swing and a miss, 2-2 now. Nice pitch there by McKean, got him way out in front. Angels beat the Pirates, 9-2. Tigers beat the White Sox, 10-3. Couple games still in action here, but Cleveland beat Kansas City 6-1. 2-2 here, one out. To Breda, Kanin comes set, checks the runner, checks him again, kicks and fires. That ball is fouled out of play into the parking lot. And it's off somebody's car. Get here early, get a good parking spot, save your windshield. We'll line up and do it again. 2-2, one out, one on for the Seattle Studs here. Seth Kanin bringing the 2-2. Here it comes. That ball is fouled off in the same spot. Nearly hit the light fixture up there. We are under the lights here at Colt 45's Tiger Field. Reminder, you can get the entire schedule on RedingColt45s.com. We'll be doing it 45 times in total through the beginning of August. All these great players from all over the country come together here in the North State to play for the Colt 45s. Here's a 2-2 pitch from Kanin. Kicks and fires, and that ball is way outside. Tried to throw a breaking ball, lost the handle. And we'll go to a full count.
Let's make some noise, fans.
So Breda battling here. Fans encouraging Kanin. Strikeout or double play, they'd settle for either one. And here's the full count pitch. Oh, and he just an excuse me swing as he kind of fouls it down the right field line. Nobody's going to have a play on it. We'll line up and do it again, 3-2. 6 runs for the visiting Seattle Studs. 4 for your hometown 45s as we're playing here in the top of the 8th. Bottom of the lineup for Seattle as Garrett Breda, the number 8 hitter, with a runner on first and one out, trying to stretch out that Seattle lead. Seth Kanin trying to keep it right where it is. Here's the full count pitch once again. Swinging a line drive to second base, and it gets by, and that's a single into right field. Runner will hold at second. Ferguson very nearly made a diving catch there, but the ball was tailing away from him as he was some inside-out spin on that right-handed swing. And that's a single to right. Nate Backus, the DH, moves up to second. Now there's runners on first and second with one out. That'll bring up the shortstop Prater, hitting in the 9-hole. Prater does not have a hit, but he has an RBI and a run scored. Struck out in the third, sacrificed fly and an RBI in the fifth, and reached on a fielder's choice in the seventh and came around to score. So officially 0 for 2 with an RBI and a run scored. Here's Kanin, and that's called strike on the outside corner, strike one. Backus on second, Breda on first. Prater at the plate for Seattle. Kanin bringing the 0-1, checks the runner. Checks him again, kicks and fires. That ball is very high. Alvarez has to come out of his stance to bring it in. And the count is 1-1 here. I want to remind you, tonight's game brought to you by Redding Kia. Test drive a 2016 Sorento today at Redding Kia. Winds and fires, and that's called strike 1-2. Good pitch on the outside corner. So Kanin ahead in the count here, 1-2, with one out. Shortstop Meinhofer shaded towards the bag a little bit. Runner not being held on at first. Here's the 1-2 from Kanin. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. And a big out there for Kanin as there's now two down. Over the top of the lineup, that's Matt Becker, the left-handed hitter, so we'll have a lefty-on-lefty matchup with two on and two out. 45's down 6-4. Two more chances to come back, trying to keep him at bay here. But a runner in scoring position with two out for the leadoff man. He's walked and singled and walked again. So officially a 1-for-2 with a ground out and a single and two walks. Been on base 3 times. First pitch is the ball. Here's the 1-0 from Kanin. That ball's a little bit high. Now 2-0. Infield at normal depth, not cheating towards the double play. Outfield straight away. Here's the 2-0 from Kanin. Very high, 3-0. Following up on some of those scores, Mets beat the Marlins 6-2. Toronto over the Red Sox, 5-2. A rare loss for the Red Sox lately. Here's the 3-0. That ball was very high, and that's a 4-pitch walk for Kanin. And the bases are now loaded. For Alex Hull, the second baseman. Third walk of the game now for Becker, so he has been thorn in their side all night. He's been on base 4 times in 5 plate appearances. And second baseman Cole steps in to bat right-handed against the lefty Kanin. With the bases juiced and two outs. First pitch is a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Kanin 0-0, but he does have a save. Got a save in the game Sunday night last weekend. Called strike two. That one is right there and quickly 0-2 now. And he's one strike from getting out of this mess. Hull had an RBI single last inning. He's 1-for-3. And Kanin steps off now. He's ready to go. Gets the sign from Alvarez behind the plate. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And the threat is extinguished by Kanin. No runs on a bases loaded jam. And the score stays 6-4. We'll be right back on KCNR 1460.
There's Country in the Air at the Shasta District Fair featuring High Valley and singer-songwriter Jackson Mickelson. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance tickets and ride all day carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day with kids admission 12 and under free. And the free prize drawing at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. To save on ride all day carnival wristbands and admission tickets, go to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 14th. Fair opens June 15th.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Kyle DeFore back here at Tiger Field with Matty Novelli bringing you Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. Seattle leading 6-4, headed to the bottom of the eighth here. Starter Mitch Vito still in there. Gave up three runs in the second, one in the third, but has thrown four scoreless since then as he has settled into a groove. Number three hitter center fielder Andres Alburjas. I don't know why I always want to say Alburjas, but Alburjas will lead off for you.
Let's put your hands together. Here's center fielder number 29, Andres Alburjas.
Alburjas has two ground outs and a sacrifice. Officially 0-2. And that ball is high, ball one. Quick update for you. Tennis fan Serena Williams makes yet another French Open final. And you're going to have a 1-2 matchup on the men's side with Novak Djokovic and Andy Murray, the 1-2 seeds. First pitch is a ball. Oh, and he beans him on the backside. So a fastball to the posterior there on Alburjas. And the 45s are in business with a base runner. We'll take it any way we can get it. Hit by a pitch puts him on. That's going to bring up Hunter Heath. He's 1-for-2 with a hit by pitch and an RBI single in the third inning. Hit by a pitch in the second, RBI single in the third, struck out in the fifth. Heath out of Oklahoma Baptist, we had mentioned earlier, hit a walk-off grand slam in his college championship game. Takes a first pitch for a strike there on a breaking ball. 0-1. So Alburjas on first. Being held on. Big hole on the right side there. Right fielder giving away the line. Center fielder playing the gap in right center. Alburjas fakes a steal before the pitcher had come set. And so he steps off. Alburjas scrambles back. So perhaps a hit and run or a straight steal put on there. We'll line up and do it again. 0-1 here. Runner not going. That ball is top to first base. First baseman knocks it down, but he's not going to have a play as Heath is going to beat that one out. It was to the first baseman's right. He dove and knocked it down, but knocked it back towards second base, so no play there. We'll call it a single. And the 45s are in business with a hit batsman and an infield hit. Haven't gotten it out of the infield, but they got two men on with nobody out. That's going to bring up Palisadro native Chase Larson, your DH tonight. Alumni of Foothill High School. Earlier this week on the NorCal Sports Hour, we named Foothill High School Lady Cougars Juggernaut 29-1 championship team, section championship team MVP Jessica Seeley, our NorCal Sports Hour Student Athlete of the Year. We could use some clutch Cougar hitting here in a 6-4 ball game. And he's going to bunt it, and it's straight up, and the catcher has a play on it, and he's going to get it on one pitch. As the bunt goes straight up, catcher makes the play behind the plate, and a wasted out there by Larson. He's upset with himself. So that'll be a 2 unassisted. So runners on first and second still for Jared Bertotti. Switch hitting first baseman from Simpson University by way of Medford, Oregon. Porter is on deck, your left fielder. That's a called strike, 0-1 here. We're in the bottom of the eighth, Seattle up 6-4, but the Colt 45s are threatening here. Runners on first and second, one out. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Bertotti. And he checks his swing. That's a ball, 1-1. Three pitchers thus far for the 45s, but for Seattle, it's just been one man. Mitch Vito gave up 4 runs in the first 3 innings. But he has been stellar since with 4 scoreless. But 45's threatening here. Bertotti takes a called strike, kind of change up outside. Outside corner there, 1-2. Bertotti's shown some nice glove work over there at first base and had a ringing triple into the gap last weekend. We've seen him have flash some power there. That's a line drive down the left field line. That is a fair ball. Runner's going to score from second. Here comes the runner rounding second towards third. And that is an RBI double by Jared Bertotti. 6-5 now, Seattle, as the 45s have runners on second and third with one out. And we're in business here. As they break through for their first run since the third inning, they've gotten guys on base in scoring position. It's been a frustrating few innings for the 45s, just unable to get those guys home. But Bertotti comes through with an RBI double to make it 6-5. Meeting on the mound for the Seattle Studs here. They've had two guys warming up down in the pen for the last couple innings. And the umpire comes out to break it up. And then stops about halfway to the mound, decides doesn't really need to. That's going to do it for the pitcher for the Seattle. So we'll close the book on him. Save for those runners on second and third. He leaves after 7 1/3.
That was TA right there.
Absolutely clutch hit by Simpson Redhawk Jared Bertotti there.
Yeah, it was a beautiful hit, like right
down the line. Goes the other way, doesn't try to do too much with it. You know, a lot of times with these young players that are such great hitters and, you know, most of them are hitting third or fourth or fifth on their college team, it's normal to want to pull the ball and really show everybody what you can do, put a ball into orbit. But sometimes you got to take what they give you, go with the pitch, and just put it right down the line.
Yeah, you know, it just, like, his swing was really smooth. He didn't try to do anything with it. Kind of just swung and let the ball go where it's supposed to go.
So a one RBI double there for Bertotti. He stands at second. Heath at third. Alburjas scores on the play. And we've just gotten the word that Muhammad Ali has indeed passed away. So one of the great boxing champions of all time. Multiple times champ. Of course, known for the Rumble in the Jungle. Great fights against Sonny Liston. George Foreman. Among many others. Joe Louis, of course. One of the all-time greats. Gone to that great boxing ring in the sky. Rest in peace, Muhammad Ali. We've got a pitching change here for the Seattle Studs. We'll get you that information here in just 1 second. DJ Porter, your left fielder, is going to step up to the plate with runners on second, third. Let's take a short 30-second break here on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back with more Colts 45 baseball.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
And we're back here at Tiger Field. 6-5, 45s trailing by one in the bottom of the eighth, but they are threatening with second and third with just one out. DJ Porter, your left fielder, stepping in. He's played left field in every game so far. Where's number 44? He's out of Rancho Cucamonga, California. Plays at California Baptist University, one of a couple players we've got from there. In addition to Seth Kinnean, the pitcher of record right now. Should the 45s come back and win, I should say, Kinnean would be in line for the win as he's the current pitcher. Nobody in the bullpen, so it looks like he's probably going to pitch the top of the ninth as well. And a big at-bat here for DJ Porter. A fly ball could tie the game. A hit could put him ahead. The tying run just 90 feet away, and the catcher's going to go out and talk to his new pitcher here. And a meeting at the mound has to be broken up by the umpire. Hasn't thrown a pitch yet, but evidently needed to have another meeting. So we've said all we needed to say. Now we're ready to swing it and fling it. One out, two runners on. One run already across here for the 45s on an RBI double by Bertotti. He stands at second. Hunter Heath, in his Colt 45s debut tonight, has an RBI single earlier in the game. He's at third. Alburjas already scored this inning. And here's Porter. Takes the ball low. Ball one. Seattle clinging to a 6-5 lead here. But the 45s are in business. Infield is in to try and knock down any scoring chance on a hard-hit ground ball. Here's the 1-0. Inside, ball two. And Porter's showing a good eye here as both those pitches were pretty close. But he's in the driver's seat now. Center fielder playing pretty shallow, honestly. Corner outfielders at normal depth. Here's the 2-0. Very high, 3-0. Good eye by Porter. As the 6-foot, soon-to-be junior is in the driver's seat here, 3-0. What do you think? Taken all the way, or does he have the green light here?
I don't know, man. I think it should be up to him.
And it looked like he was taking all the way. That looked like a pretty good pitch to hit 3-1 right down the pipe. And a hitter's count here, 3-1 once again. 6-5 Seattle 45s can change that with one swing of the bat here. Or a wild pitch or any number of ways to score here with less than two outs and a runner on third. Here's the 3-1 swinging a big cut, and he fouls it straight back to the fence here. Porter 1-for-3 with a double. That was in the sixth inning. Also had an RBI ground out in the second. And the 45s put up that three spot. Also reached on an error in the fourth, so he's been on base twice, despite being just 1-for-3. Here's the full count pitch after that foul ball. And that is very high back to the fence, but it bounces right back to the catcher, so no chance for Heath to score there, but an easy take on a full count fastball as he overthrew it, trying to ramp up the velocity a little bit, and airmailed it to the backstop. That'll bring up your catcher, Jonathan Alvarez. Had a two RBI single in the second. He steps up with the bases loaded and one out. Big RBI spot here for the Venezuelan. Out of Harris-Stowe State University. He's caught three of the four games thus far this season, including both by a college teammate, Deion Heron, who started tonight, went five and gave up two runs. Here's the 0-0 pitch, very high. 1-0. So after a walk to the last batter, loaded the bases, he's got nowhere to put him. 45s with their best scoring opportunity in a couple innings here. Here's the 1-0 to Alvarez. Very high, nearly hit him. Had to jump out of the way. So 2-0, and all of a sudden he's lost the command a bit. 2-0, you got to be thinking this one's taken all the way, especially considering how wild those first two were.
I thought I was going to hit him in the head.
Very nearly would have. Had he not moved, he'd probably be standing on first right now. He's going to see a 2-0 pitch here. Very high again. No chance to get him to offer at that one. And they are one ball away from having the tying run walked in here. Alvarez, 3-0. You, with the bases loaded, less than two outs, you know he's got the red light on here. So it's just a matter of whether he can get one over the plate and push it to 3-1. Here's the pitch on 3-0. He does. That is a strike. And 3-1 on Alvarez. Labou on deck. And then the top of the lineup after that. Alvarez, who'd been in the 5-hole in his two previous starts, hitting in the 8-hole tonight. 45s have put together good at-bats this inning. They've got bases loaded with just one out. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Swing and a foul ball. Back off the mask. It looked like I couldn't tell if that was off the umpire or the catcher, but it was off somebody's mask. Neither one of them looked too shook up, so looks like the mask probably took the worst of it. 6-5 ball game here. Full count. One out. Bases loaded. Bottom of the eighth. This portion of the game brought to you by Redding Kia. Test drive a 2016 Kia Sorento at Redding Kia today. That's our drive of the week. 2016 Kia Sorento. Appreciate their support of Redding Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460, KCNR1460.com. And here the pitcher comes set. He's ready with the full count pitch. Here's the payoff. Swing a drive deep to left center field. That ball is carrying way back. He dives and cannot come up with the play. Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? Did he catch that ball? Unbelievable.
Wow.
Diving catch. And the home fans have to give him their due there.
That was a nice freaking catch. Dang.
Unbelievable play. I thought he had no chance to get that ball.
At all.
So the second out of the inning is going to result in a sack fly.
Wow.
And one of the more impressive catches you'll ever see out there in left field by the Seattle Studs left fielder. That's Kyle Bowe, who's had a nice night at the plate as well, with two hits and an RBI.
Dove out for that one and everything. That was pretty nice.
Unbelievable catch there. That would have been at least a three-run double, probably a triple, had it landed, as it was way out to the left center field. Kyle Williams going to pinch hit here for Austin Labou. So that'll go down as a sacrifice fly for DJ Porter, or for Alvarez. A tough break. But a sacrifice fly and an RBI. And we are tied 6-6 here. Brand new ball game. We've got a good one going here at Tiger Field. And they're not done yet. The go-ahead run is just 90 feet away in the person of Jared Bertotti. And Williams here, who homered in the series last week. First home run of the season for the 45s. Steps in. Swing and a miss. And he took a healthy cut there.
Yeah, it looks like his knee's doing better. He was in the training room getting some treatment on his knee. So it looks like he's able to come out and hit, which is good.
Looked none the worse for wear on that swing as he cut it loose. Did not get cheated, but he swung right through it, 0-1. Two outs, runners on the corners now. So just to tie up that last play, sacrifice fly by Alvarez Bertotti to third. Porter stays at first after drawing the walk on just an unreal play. Full extension. 1-1 now here on Williams. 6-6 tied ball game. Two out, bottom of the eighth. And that is a called strike right at the knees, maybe a little below the knees. Williams didn't like it. Neither did some of the fans here. Can't really blame them. 1-2. Two outs. And Williams, who played center field and hit third in each of the first three games in the Rally Factory Rockhound series last weekend, getting the rest signed. He swings and misses a strikeout and end the inning, so they leave runner stranded on first and third, but they push two across to tie the ball game. We head to the top of the ninth, tied 6-6 here at Tiger Field. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times awaiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the ninth here at Tiger Field. Redding Colt 45s storm back to score two in the bottom of the eighth to tie this game 6-6. And they could have had a few more if not for some sterling defense out there by the Seattle studs. But Seth Kinnean starting his third inning of work here. Came in and put out the fire in the seventh inning, threw a scoreless inning in the eighth, though they did load the bases and threaten on him. Strike one and a quick strike two as well there.
Heat,
to Alex Hull. This, we remarked earlier when we saw him last weekend, this 5'9 left-hander absolutely brings the heat, for especially for a guy that size, you know. Linscomb-like, a young Tim Linscomb-like. With less of a leg kick, too. It's not like he's doing a big exaggerated motion to generate all that velocity. He's just... step and throw, and it explodes out of his hand.
Yeah, he goes to Cal Baptist University.
Absolutely. 1-2 here on Semlicker, the number three hitter. That ball is just outside. Now 2-2. So Kinnean has pitched 1 2/3 thus far. Shutout ball. Swing and a miss, and he struck him out on a 2-2 pitch in the dirt.
Pitch, man.
Nice pitch from Kinnean. You got to respect the fastball. He took it a little bit off and put it down by his back foot. Nothing he could do with it. One out here. That'll bring up the cleanup hitter, Quinn Ross, in first base. Looks like Jeff Ahern out there in the bullpen. That pitch very high from Kinnean. Ahern, who started the first game of the season last Friday, also DH'd one game. Local boy out of Anderson High School here. Got an Anderson Cub. That's a strike there from Kinnean. 1-1 now. Ooh, a breaking ball and a beauty. He got him way out in front, and he just tapped it foul right into the catcher's glove. 1-2 here. One out, nobody on. And yes, he did. They appealed down to the umpire, and he did go. That is a strikeout on one and two. So two straight strikeouts of the number three and number four hitters for Seth Canine here. And there's two out, nobody on for the third baseman, McKeithen. Canine making short work of him here in the ninth.
Third baseman, number 16, Joel McKeithen.
First pitch is a strike as Canine has really hit his groove here. He winds and fires. Here's the 0-1. That's a strike in there as well, and he is feeling it now. 0-2 with two strikes. Crowd letting him hear it here. They're pulling for the strikeout, so the 45s can have a chance to walk off in the bottom of the ninth. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. That's going to get through. That's a single. Right through the box, a seeing eye single. Off of Canine, and there's going to be a runner on first with two out. So a single by McKeithen. That'll bring up Nate Backus. He's 0-2 with a walk and a sacrifice fly. One RBI. That's a ground ball to shortstop. Big hop. And right to second base. That'll be a 6-4 putout, and that'll end the inning. We're headed to the bottom of the ninth, tied 6-6. We'll see if the 45s can walk off here on KCNR 1460.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
And we welcome you back here to Tiger Field. Matty Novelli with Kyle DeFour here at Tiger Field, watching a 6-6 to tie. We've got a good one here. 45s went into the bottom of the eighth, down 6-4. They storm back, put up a two spot. It's now 6-6. We've got a new pitcher. It's Michael Wood for the Seattle Studs here, and he'll face the top of the order.
What do you think they can do? You think they can do it, Kyle?
Well, we've got the top of the lineup here. That's as good an opportunity as any. Meinhofer will lead off, the shortstop.
Yeah.
He drew a walk his last time up. Oh, pardon me. No, that is correct. He drew a walk in the seventh inning. He's 0-3 overall with a ground out, a fly out, and a K to go with that one walk. We'll see if he can get started against Wood here. It's been a back-and-forth game here. 45's jumped out to a 4-1 lead after three innings, only to see Seattle put up one in the fifth, one in the sixth, and three in the seventh to take a 6-4 lead. 45's rallied last inning for two. Left a couple out there after some phenomenal defense. A great catch in left field by the Seattle Studs left fielder Kyle Bowe. Limited the damage there, and we're in a 6-6 tie here in the bottom of the ninth. Meinhofer bunts, and it's a big chopper right back to the pitcher. Not a great bunt, and he's out on one pitch. So that'll retire him. He's 0-4 tonight with a walk.
How about it here, 45s? From Butte College, second baseman, Noah Ferguson.
Noah Ferguson out of Butte College and Redding, California native. steps in. He's got one single in four at-bats. Strikeout, single, ground out, and grounded into a double play. Watches the first one for a strike. 0-1 here with one out, nobody on, and a 6-6 tie, bottom of the ninth here. 45s trying to put something together and give the fans something to drive home and cheer about. Here's the 0-1. That's a breaking ball. Ducked out of the way, but it went right back over the plate. Nice pitch there from Wood. 0-2. Here's the 0-2 to Ferguson. That ball is very high, 1-2. Almost looks like he's throwing across his body there. A little bit of deception hiding the ball until the last second. Makes it a little tougher to pick up the spin in the pitch. Here's the 1-2. That's a breaking ball. Good eye by Ferguson. Would have been very easy to chase that one down in the dirt. You're just joining us here. We're in the bottom of the ninth on a 6-6 tie here at Tiger Field on KCNR 1460. 2-2, one out, nobody on, and a swing and a miss, and Ferguson strikes out two, so that'll be the second out of the inning here. Two outs, nobody on for the center fielder, Al Burjas. Hit by a pitch his last time up, came around to score first out of the inning, or first run of the inning.
Number 29, Andre
Alburjas. He's 0-2 with a sacrifice and a walk, did score that one run. He steps in with two outs and nobody on. That's a strike on the outside corner. And we got to see him on media day and some BP before games here. This is definitely a guy who could end this game with one swing of the bat. No doubt about it.
He has a great swing.
Got that open stance. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball up high, 1-1. Nobody down in the bullpen there for the 45, so looks like it might be Kanin one more time in the top of the 10th should it go that far. Unless Al Burjas can either put a charge into one or get a rally started. And there's 1-1. That ball is in there for a strike. Nice breaking ball from Wood.
Come on, Andre. We got this. Here we go.
Just two games going in the pro ranks. Dodgers up on Atlanta 4-2 in the eighth inning in L.A., and Colorado losing to San Diego 4-0 in the bottom of the eighth in San Diego. There's a ground ball right back to the pitcher. That's going to be the third out of the inning. And we'll head to the top of the 10th. Free baseball here on KCNR 1460s. We head to extra innings. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
And we're back here, top of the 10th from Tiger Field. Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460. Seth Kanin taking the inning for yet another inning of work. 6-6 tie. Kyle Bowe, who made what is now a game-saving catch in the bottom of the eighth, held him to a sack fly instead of a multi-RBI extra base hit there on Jonathan Alvarez. 1-1 now after a called strike by Kanin. Here's the 1-1. And a breaking ball outside, 2-1. Two and one now. Kanin fires, and that ball is right by him. Swing and a miss on a high fastball, 2-2. Kyle Bow, left fielder for the visiting Seattle Studs, has a 2-2 count with nobody on and nobody out. And that is a ball just low. Crowd wanted a call to strike three. Might have been a little bit below the knees there. I want to remind you that this portion of the game brought to you by Redding Kia. Kia's Drive of the Week is the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Redding Kia. And a swing and a foul ball hooking out of play. Long run for Bertotti, and nobody's going to get there. Good effort there by everyone involved. Hit into no man's land out there towards the visiting bullpen. Now 3-2. Three and two to Kyle Bow here. Seth Kanin, a 5'9 lefty. Swinging a line drive to right field. That's a solid single. Heath takes it on two bounces and gets it back in. So leadoff runner is on. That's Kyle Bow. And it'll bring up Garrett Breda, the catcher.
Catcher number two, Garrett Breda.
Garrett Breda's been on base three times, hit into a double play in the second. They haven't gotten him out since. Singles in the fifth and the seventh also reached in the eighth. Here's the first pitch, and he bunts it back to Kanin, who takes it. Makes the safe play at first, and he's out. But runner heads to second now with one out. And that'll bring up the number 9 hitter and shortstop, Jacob Prater, number 15. He's got a sacrifice fly and an RBI, also scored a run. He's 0 for 3 with two strikeouts overall. First pitch is down low. One out, runner on second in a 6-6 tie, top of the 10th. First extra inning games for us here in 2016, game number 4 of 45. Get the entire schedule on readingcolt45s.com. Swing and a miss on a pitch down and away. Might have gotten a piece of that, but to no avail. 1-1. Die hard 45 fans here sticking around for the extra innings.
I mean, you wouldn't want to watch them win, though, right?
Absolutely, especially after that comeback in the bottom of the eighth.
They deserve fans.
Fouled back to the screen now, 1-2. Go ahead, run at second for Seattle with one out. And we've got activity in the bullpen for the 45s. Kanin has been lights out here. Came in the seventh, put out the fire, and has thrown two scoreless. Got one out here in the 10th. With a runner on second. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on a fastball high and away. Nice pitch from Kanin to get him to chase, and there's two down. So Prater goes down swinging. That'll turn over the lineup and get you to the top. Matt Becker, the center fielder and leadoff hitter, will come up with a runner on second and two down. So Kanin, who got the first save of the season for the 45s, looking to get the hold here. Oh, and he hits him, a breaking ball that got away from him, and he just lets it fly right into him. Doesn't even really try to get out of the way. Becker will draw the hit by pitch there. on a breaking ball that gets away from Kinnean. So first and second now. With two outs, that'll bring up Hull, the second baseman. He's got an RBI single in the seventh, one for four. Two strikeouts and a flyout. And Kinnean fires that one, is up high for a ball. Seth Kinnean out of Corona, California. Looking to slam the door here in the top of the 10th. That ball is just outside for a ball. 2-0 now. On second baseman, Alex Hull. This is game one of three. Going to do it again tomorrow night and Sunday here on KCNR 1460. KCNR1460.com. Here's the 2-0 from Kinnean. That's a line drive into the right center field gap. It's going to get down, and that's going to be the go-ahead run. Heath digs it out from the wall. Here comes the throw from Ferguson to home, and two runs are going to score. And the runner's going to head to third, and he is out, getting greedy. So that'll end the inning, but two runs come across on the double. And it's 8-6. Seattle Studs going to the bottom of the 10th. We'll be right back on KCNR 1460.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
With a rebel yell, Home with Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Seat's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Kyle DeFore here back at the bottom of the 10th in Tiger Field. Colt 45 is giving up two runs in the top of the 10th. Down 8-6 to the Seattle Studs here. Mike Wood is going to try and finish it off here. He pitched the last inning with the Seattle Studs. He's going to pitch the bottom of the 10th here as well. 8-6, Seattle.
Hunter Heath, if he can do it, I believe in him. Let's go.
Hunter Heath leading off. He's the cleanup hitter making his 45's debut here tonight. He's got an RBI single in the second. He's also singled and scored in the eighth. First pitch there is way outside for ball one.
He got hit by pitch two.
In total, Heath got hit by a pitch in the second inning, RBI single in the second, struck out in the fifth, and singled and scored eventually in the eighth, part of that two-run rally. Swings and pops it up on the infield here, and that one's going to be taken by the first baseman. One down here. That'll bring up Chase Larson, who started at DH. He's now at third base. Larson singled and scored in the second. Flew out to right field in the third, struck out in the sixth, and popped out in the eighth. He's one for four. That's a ball, 1-0. One out, nobody on, 45s. Down by two here in the bottom of the 10th. Trying to get the comeback going. Larson just trying to reach base. Swinging a ground ball to the third base. And that's going to be out number two there. And as my old friend Nate Aubere would say, the 45s drinking to the last chance saloon now with two down in the bottom of the 10th. And the last hope's going to be Jared Bertotti. Switch hitting first baseman from Simpson Redhawks.
Jared Bertotti!
First pitch to Bertotti is up high for a ball. Bertotti singled and scored in the second. Ground out in the third, struck out in the sixth, and an RBI double down the left field line in the eighth to tie the game. Or rather, to push the lead, to cut the lead to 6-5. Now 2-0 after a ball outside there. And Bertotti takes the strike, 2-1 now. Eight-six Seattle, bottom of the 10th here, 2 down, 2-1 on Bertotti. Watches that one go by high, 3-1 now. I want to remind you again, this baseball game brought to you by Redding Kia. Drive of the week is the 2016 Sorento. Test drive one today at Redding Kia. Here's the 3-1. That ball is inside for a ball. And Bertotti will reach, so that brings the tying run to the plate in the person of DJ Porter. Porter with a walk and a hit. Also reached on an error and had an RBI ground out. So a productive night at the plate for him thus far. And he's looking to put a charge into one here or just get on base. He does represent the tying run. Wood fires. That's a breaking ball in there for a strike. Nice pitch on the first pitch. Hard to look for a breaking ball 0-0 with two outs in the 10th. And he's quickly behind 0-1. Wood comes set. Another breaking ball and another strike. Two nice ones back to back. And Porter quickly in a hole here, 0-2. Alvarez would bat if Porter can reach. Bertotti on first. His run means nothing. Tying run at the plate. And the person of DJ Porter. Swing enough. Fly ball down the right field line, hooking foul, and nobody's going to get there. Good chase given by the Seattle studs there, but to no avail. Bertotti will jog back to first. He was already almost to third base by the time that one hooked foul. So another 0-2 pitch coming up here for Porter. 8-6 Seattle, 0-2, two out, bottom of the 10th. Runner on first for DJ Porter. He winds and fires, swing and a miss. He strikes him out, and that'll end the ball game. So the studs end up coming in and taking the opener 8-6 in 10 innings. Your winning pitcher is Mike Wood. Losing pitcher is Seth Kinnean. We'll do it again tomorrow night. Check in with us here at 7 p.m. on KCNR 1460 for more Colt 45's baseball. Two more Saturday and Sunday. For Kyle DeFore and Matty Novelli, this is, you've been listening to Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Has knocked up four girls in his gang.
All right, hold on.
Now remember, ladies and gentlemen, before you go, I'm telling you, I'm not making these up. This teacher in Mobile, Alabama, she read these two kids. Okay, you don't believe me? Before I read another one, here's some of the students, some of the parents talking about this teacher on W, whatever that TV station is, the TV station that covers it.
I was shocked because, like, she's a strict teacher. She was telling all of her classes that it was a joke. She was laughing along with them. It's offensive, and it's, you know, not stuff I really want my eighth grader having to learn and read about in school, whether it's a joke or not.
Very offensive. Very offensive. It blowed his mind to even when he had to read the question twice to let it sink in. Are they really asking me these kind of things? Yeah, I think the ball got dropped on this big time.
That's right. That's a parent named Jason Boynton whose son took the test, came home and said, Dad, you're not going to believe these questions. And he shows him the questions. He goes, what? Are you what? Are you serious? What? So you got to understand how, to me, if it's not real, it's not funny. But the fact that this is happening in a school, who is this teacher? Who is she? Been placed on administrative leave. Teacher's identity not been released yet. Keep checking on that, because the minute I see what that person's name is, I want it.
As funny as I think.
Wait a minute. Gino's coming in. Gino, do you have answers to these questions, or do you have other questions?
The teacher is Joanne Balser, B-O-L-S-E-R.
Joanne Balser.
Yes.
Yeah. Her phone number?
Yeah, Gino, you date her?
No, I do not.
What is her phone number? All right, Gino, this is between you and Buzz then. Okay. So Tyrone knocked up 4 girls in a gang. There are 20 girls in the gang. What percentage of the girls in the gang has Tyrone knocked up?
20%.
Gino.
That was an easy one, though. That wasn't easy.
Okay, Gino.
Give him the AK-47.
I don't want to let him think. Ramon has an AK-47 with a 30-round clip. Gino usually misses 6 out of every 10 shots. Ramon uses 13 rounds per drive-by shooting. How many drive-by shootings can Ramon attempt before he has to steal enough ammo and reload?
You get the answer right, you get to have sex with a teacher.
That's right, for 9 months straight.
I believe that it's roughly 2.3 times.
He has to reload 2.3 times. Well, how many drive-by shootings can Ramon attempt before he has to steal enough ammo and reload?
So basically 2, but technically I think it's more like 2.3.
I like how the names are in the Ramon, Leroy. And how does Dwayne get in here? Dwayne pimps. I think it was Dwayne.
Dwayne is pimping for 3 girls.
Yeah, it was Dwayne.
Dwayne is pimping for 3 girls.
How's Dwayne? Here's the names you've got in this quiz: Ramon, Leroy, Tyrone, and Dwayne. How's Dwayne? Dwayne? Yes, Greg, you've dialed 844, the number 4, and then JB, and then the word show, and that means you're on the air. How about that? Isn't that exciting?
How you doing?
How you doing?
I mean, if the mathematics are correct, who cares, like you mentioned, about the stupid train if it's moving
right
at this? I mean, these are practical examples in some communities.
That's right.
So what's the problem?
That's right.
If they get the math wrong, that's an issue.
All right. You're saying teach them math any way you can, Greg. It doesn't matter what kind of phrasing you use, whether you're using Dwayne, Tyrone, Leroy, AK-47s, grams of coke, or girls who are knocked up.
Exactly.
Right. I thought you disagreed with me, but apparently you don't.
I was shocked because, like, she's a strict teacher. She was telling all of her classes that it was a joke. She was laughing along with them. It's offensive, and it's, you know, not stuff I really want my 8th grader having to learn and read about in school.
8th grade, man, oh, man, oh, man. Teacher gives racist math quiz about pimps, hoes, and drug deals. And her name is Joanne Balser. I hope we are looking for Joanne Balser now.
I'm hot to teach her.
Yeah.
I've got it bad.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
bad. I'm hot to teach her.
What about Dwayne?
Dwayne is pimping for 3 girls.
Oh.
If the price is $65 for each trick, how many tricks will each girl have to turn so Dwayne can pay for his $800 per day trick habit?
Thank you, teacher. Thank you, Mrs. Balser.
Hey, it's me, your car. No, it's not the voice of your car phone or your GPS that gives you driving directions. I'm sorry to interrupt your tunes, but we need to talk. Take a look around. I'm not the new car I used to be. The season's dirt and mud really did a number on my carpet here. And that iced coffee you spilled, hoo-hoo, that didn't help. And with the rain showers and all, I know it's going to be a real mud bath in here. So do me a favor and get a set of WeatherTech floor liners. Got it? Now, how about a wash and detail? What do you say?
WeatherTech floor liners and cargo liners keep your vehicle's carpet safe from spills and messes. Made of the highest quality materials and laser measured, WeatherTech floor liners are specifically designed for your vehicle. And they're made in America. If it could talk, your vehicle would thank you. Order yours today at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech. Complete protection. Completely American made.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Looking for something a little different? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. We use traditional cider apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So at the end of the day, relax and raise a glass to something a little unexpected. Angry Orchard. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Now in cans. Angry Orchard hard cider. Franchow.
Angry Orchard Cider Company. Well, the New York drinkers...
No, it's always on my mind, kid. Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Goop, gunk, sludge, whatever you want to call it. It's the stuff that makes your engine just plain dirty. Luckily, the active cleaning power of Pennzoil conventional motor oil, just $3.39 a quart at Napa, helps keep your engine clean. So pick up Pennzoil conventional for $3.39 a quart at Napa and say goodbye to gunk. That's Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
I could either ignore it or face it. My child had trouble grasping math concepts. You don't want your kids to fail at math. You want them to have confidence and the skills to take them where their dreams are. Math Made Easy wants to make you an offer. They'll improve your student's grade by at least one full grade or your money back. Teachers can't slow the pace for each student. Math Made Easy can. For more than 20 years, Math Made Easy has been helping hundreds of thousands of students grasp challenging math concepts using a step-by-step approach. The affordable Math Made Easy programs help students visualize math concepts with engaging and dynamic lessons. Students learn at their own pace. Call 1-866-598-MATH or visit mathmadeeasy.com. Ready for the Math Made Easy Grade Improvement Challenge? Now that students are approaching final exams, give your child the edge to succeed with Math Made Easy. Turn frustration into achievement. Call now, 1-866-598-MATH, 1-866-598-6284.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
This is Brandmeier. Call 844-4-JB-SHOW. The number again is 844-4-JB-SHOW.
It's not just a talk show. It's your show. We don't want the blame.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
I know, I didn't even know it was a talk show. 844-4-JB-SHOW. Matt's on the line. What up, Matt?
Hey, JB. Thanks for taking my call. I just had a quick question about that test. What makes it racist? I don't remember hearing anything about race being, you know, brought into the conversation, unless there's something else in that test that I didn't hear.
See what I mean? That, you know what? You know what? You are right. Where's the racist part? Let's see. Ramon has an AK-47 with a 30-round clip and a drive-by shooting. Tell me, you stop me, Matt, when you think there's some racism involved. Leroy has 2 ounces of cocaine, and he sells an 8-ball to Antonio for $320. Oh, if you're just joining us, there's a teacher, to be clear, a middle school teacher, Joanne Bolser, she's on leave now, administrative leave, for giving students this quiz that I'm giving you right now, which is online. Anyone can find it in Burns Middle School in Mobile, Alabama. All right. You stop me, Matt. You're online. You make a great point. Dwayne pimps 3 hoes. 85 a trick. How does Dwayne support his 500 a day crack habit? I'm just paraphrasing here now, not asking the full question. A Tyrone knocked up 4 girls in his gang. Neither school officials nor parents were amused by the test. Teacher in the headlines, of course, in the Huffington Post. Teacher gives racist math quiz about pimps, hoes, and drug deals. And the reporter who actually did the report, I don't know if you heard me say this, Matt, she could not use the word hoes, and she had to say girls, and however she said it about Dwayne.
Dwayne is pimping for 3 girls. Right. If the price is $65 for each trick, how many tricks will each girl have to turn so Dwayne can pay for his $800 per day crack habit?
So the teacher's been reprimanded. I guess she was trying to teach math. What's your take on it, Matt? She was trying to teach math.
You know, I have a feeling that just because they're mentioning guns and drugs, that's an implication that it is some racial group.
Well, we're automatically going to certain people in our heads. I don't know where
Dwayne...
Exactly,
and that's not right.
That's not right. That's automatically we're going, correct. Oh, I see what you're saying, because the guy got an AK-47 and a 30-round clip, and we know who he is. And where did Dwayne come in? Dwayne is the worst pimp name in history. Matt, would you agree with that? At least agree with that.
Yeah, that is the worst pimp name on the planet.
Well, can you imagine that? You come in, you're pimping out, like, you know, what up? What's your name, man? Dwayne is my name. So you're right. So the teacher now reprimanded. So Matt, if you were in charge of this, would you reprimand this teacher
for an eighth grade group? Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it's eighth grade.
It doesn't make sense to even inject that into a classroom.
Yeah, you don't say.
Those kids are too young.
Maybe you take the word racism out of it and just say, hey, listen, they're in eighth grade. Although the eighth grader yesterday, I don't know if you heard the show yesterday, the guy. Eighth grade was having the love for 9 months straight every single day. So, Amy, you know, you don't know what the eighth grade, you know, when we were in eighth grade, the things were probably much different.
Oh, they have changed, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, to them, I don't know. Is this a, wait a minute, let's be clear, because the parents and the students did say it was bad, but they didn't say, I don't think I heard in this take on Fox TV and mobile that it was racist. I don't think I heard. Let me listen to this again.
I was shocked because, like, she's a strict teacher.
These are students here talking about this teacher who gave the quiz.
I was shocked because, like, she's a strict teacher. She was telling all of her classes that it was a joke. She was laughing along with them. It's offensive, and it's, you know, not stuff I really want my eighth grader having to learn and read about in school, whether it's a joke or not.
Very offensive. It blowed his mind to even when he had to read the question twice to let it sink in. Are they really asking me these kind of things? I think the ball got dropped on this big time.
Yeah, so, Matt, you would agree then, calling in that, hoes, pimps and hoes in eighth grade and crack.
Save that for the ninth grade.
Save that for freshman year.
Right. At least one more year, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I would say
right.
It's inappropriate, but not offensive.
Right. Look at Joanne Bolser. I see a picture of her. All right, here's some more questions she asked. LaShonda is a lookout for the gang. Lakana has a boa constrictor that eats 5 rats per week at a cost of $5 per rat. I'm not making these up. I am not.
See, I like this one. I mean, this is, you know, no drug references, no sexual innuendo, just a straight up rat and snake stuff.
If LaShonda makes $700 a week as a lookout, how many weeks could she feed the boa on the week's income? Matt, you can answer it.
Goodbye, Matt.
Matt, another bad pimp name, I can tell you, but none worse than Dwayne. Tyrone, wait, I did that one. If an average can of spray paint covers 22 square feet and the average letter is 3 square feet, how many letters can be sprayed with 3 8-ounce cans of spray paint with 20% paint left over?
I'm just terrible at math. I don't care how funny the question is, I can't answer it.
Rahul's got to cut the pound of coke he bought for 40 grand to make 20% profit. If he steals a BMW, two Corvettes, and three 4x4s, how many Corvettes must he steal to have to before he has $900? This is what she got reprimanded for. Wow.
Jonathan Brandmeier.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning, they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Reading Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
your budget lines a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetlines.com.
Hi, I'm Mary McCurdy, and I represent Properties by Merit. We are a locally owned full-service real estate firm. Whether you are buying or selling, I can help. Call me today at 949-1550 or check out my website at marymccurdy.com. At Properties by Merit, we make your dreams become reality. Call or text me at 949-1550.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Hey, this is Carl Bach from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Jimmy Fallon.
I do this thing in my act where it's a troll doll. I do different celebrities, like doing commercials for the troll dolls, like Travolta or somebody, like, you know, like, look at these dolls, swear to God. I mean, like, look at his hair. I mean, it's so weird. I mean, like, I mean, his hair's so frizzy, man. I don't know how you guys expect to sell these things looking so weird, right?
Yeah. Jimmy here in the comic room tonight. We're glad to have Jimmy Fallon.
Jonathan Brandmeier.
Call Brandmeier's voicemail line.
24 hours a day.
866-JBV-MAIL.
Ooh, Johnny loved the animals in a very strange way. They would buck and scoot and jump and run, trying to get away. The most nervous little barnyard north of Milwaukee way. Ooh, Johnny loved the animals in a very strange way.
Yeah!
Voicemail for everyone except that guy, 866-JBV-MAIL. Yes, Paul, go ahead, please.
Hey, Johnny, right on, Buzz. You know, the quiz that she gave the class is all about, like, violence and drug dealing.
Right.
You know, how about one about some love, brother? Like, here's one. A 13-year-old boy, eighth-grade boy, has sex with a 24-year-old teacher on every day for 9 straight months. How many times did they have sex? There's one for Gino, right? It's a little bit of a trick question, because which 9 months?
Good. Pedro got 6 years for murder. He also got 10,000 for the hit. If his common-law wife spends 100 grand of his hit money per month, how much money will he be left when he gets out? These are all just great questions. That this the beauty of it is, though, Paul, that the teacher actually asked these questions and thought nothing of it. Like, it would be just fantastic. What a great idea it would be.
Yeah. Lesson planning the night before over a glass of wine.
I like the names. So you got Ramon, Leroy, Raul, Desmond. Desmond?
Desmond. I haven't heard that one.
Desmond?
Where's the Desmond question?
Pimpin', what? Well, you got it. Desmond. Pedro, we got Tyrone, LaShonda, Marvin. Marvin. Wait a minute. Marvin. What does Marvin do? Marvin steals Juan's skateboard. As Marvin skates away at 15 miles per hour, Juan loads his .357 Magnum. Yes, of course. Of course, it wouldn't be Marvin or Dwayne that have a .357 Magnum. If it takes Juan 20 seconds to load his piece, how far away will Marvin be when he gets whacked out?
There's an element of genius in that.
Oh,
if they hear this question, sure, it's really funny and crazy, but you can't help but try to figure it out.
Because they can relate to that. Now, I do understand eighth grade. Paul, I know the last caller said eighth grade, forget that. Let's save that for freshman year. What would you say about that?
I would say that guy's a pretty good shot. If he's able to hit somebody 15 miles an hour on a skateboard, that's a must.
Sign him up. I'm the teacher. Oh, boy, that is fantastic. All right, we have to talk about animals because some people go to great extremes to protect animals, as we know. The zoo, by the way, in Cincinnati is building a new exhibit with a reinforced barrier after that little boy got in that enclosure and the male gorilla was shot. Goodbye, Harambe. They said the outer barrier will now be 42 inches high, a half foot taller than before, with solid wood beams at the top and bottom, plus knotted rope netting at the bottom. So if the kid were to lean out, try to get in that enclosure, and try to swim with Harambe, the giant silverback gorilla, he would fall into a net.
That's going to stop all the 4-year-olds.
That's right, but not me. I'm going in.
A host of other people.
I'm going in. Now, we do know, and you know, we talked to the PETA lady, and she said, hey, if it was my kid, I had to get her to admit if it was my kid. If it was your kid, PETA lady, would you shoot the animals? Like, well, yeah, I guess I could. But this lady has taken it one step further. Let me talk to this lovely lady from Canada. Oh, up there in Red Lake, Ontario, is that right?
Hi there, yes.
Oh, you got good fishing up there, don't you?
I wouldn't know about that.
What do you mean? You live in Canada and you don't go fishing?
No, I'm a vegan.
Well, that's right. So you believe
catch
that if
and
you,
release.
That's all I do. I only catch and release. I do that. Your name is Christine Law-Eat, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And you don't fish because you're a vegan, but you love animal. What's your situation here? Animal rights advocate?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. You think that I'm a bad person because I fish? I catch it. I slowly release it, whether it's a muskie or a pike and even largemouth bass. Take them, look at them. I talk to them. That's weird, but I do talk to them. And then I let them go.
I just avoid any unnecessary stress or negative experiences with animals.
Okay, this, yes, and this really, I think it shows a perfect example of Christina, what you are really all about. So you go into a grocery store and you see a lobster for sale in a tank, correct?
Yes.
Take it from there, please, and let these people know how much you love animals.
Well, the tank, I saw the tank many times, but every time it just sort of weighed on me a bit more. And
that the lobster was in a tank.
Yeah, and then this one day, I was like, I got to do something, because in the deli section, all the other animals are already dead. They've already lost their chance, and he was alive, and he was waiting to die, right? So I thought, I have to do something. I have to save him.
Hold on a minute. I want to get that visual in my head, because you're right. You go into a deli section, those things, turkey and the roast beef, they are long gone.
Yeah.
But as you're walking in, there's that one sort of like a death tank of a lobster waiting to go. Someone decides they're going to eat him that weekend.
But all seafood restaurants have that death tank.
Mm-hmm. You know that, of course, Christine. You can't. Well, go ahead. You're in the grocery store, and then you see this.
I don't go to seafood restaurants either.
Right.
So I bought him, and I took him home, and I didn't know what we were going to do with him, but my boyfriend made a saltwater tank right away, and we put him in that. And then we started like, okay, what do we do now? So we came up with we started thinking, is it practical to keep him? If we kept him, how could we give him like a huge kind of aquarium?
Oh, wait. You went in there, you took the lobster out, you bought the lobster. How much did the lobster cost?
$20.
$20. You take him out of the lobster, out of the tank, you take him to your home.
Mm-hmm.
Was your intention to keep him at your home and keep him safe?
That wasn't my intention. I just wanted to get him out of there, and that was sort of solve problem one. You know, he will not die as someone's dinner.
And you've never done that in before? You've never tried to save a lobster or anything like that before?
I don't live anywhere near an ocean, so it's not really that
right
to do.
Well, I'm just saying, anything else that you might have tried to save, because it just seems to me like you went into the grocery store, Christine, it was like spur of the moment. Oh, look at that lobster. He's sitting there waiting to die. I'm going to save it. I'm not making fun of it. I'm trying to figure it.
I've saved a lot of things. We had a fox live in our house for a month because he had mange and he was very sick, and we caught him and then treated him with medicine and released him. And
wow.
You know, we've saved a bunch of things, like a mouse from a glue trap and et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, so you've done this before, but not certainly like this. So
I was going to hear that you stole the lobster and ran out of the deli section with the, you know.
Thank God you didn't do that.
Took it home.
All in the up and up, right, Christine? Everything on the up and up.
Everything on the up and up. Right, and it's a small town, so stealing wouldn't have...
And Christine, are you married? Do you have a lover? Or are you, what do you mean? When you came home, to who did you come home to? Or were you there by...
Oh, my boyfriend was with me.
Okay, so he's with you, and he says, yeah, honey, let's take this lobster and take it home and save it. Then you get home, now you got a lobster, you're not going to eat it. Now what are you going to do with it?
Well, so he made the tank, and
he made a tank for him. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and we decided... after some thinking about it, the best thing would be, can we get him back to the ocean? And what's the nearest ocean? And where did he likely come from? And there's a large fishing industry in Nova Scotia, Halifax, on the coast of Canada. And it was very probable that that's where he came from.
So you took him and sent him there, and he's safe?
Well, we I had to call different, like, do I put him on a plane or a train? How do we get him there? Get him to the ocean? Because it was a 35-hour drive.
Right.
Driving it. So I thought that's
Oh, I'm sorry I laughed. I'm looking at your boyfriend picking up the little teeny lobster. That is a teeny little lobster. The rescue of a grocery store lobster. Who knows what gets attention on the internet these days? I swear. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And you take them out, and then you sent them, you packaged them up, and you send them to the Nova Scotia, and they have them. They released them, or are they keeping them somewhere?
No, we drove to a larger town, which was 6 hours away, and we put them on a UPS, and we sent him to Nova Scotia, and I had found a lovely woman, a vegan woman named Beth Kent,
yeah.
And she was 74, and she was totally willing to go meet him and release him.
Wow. Oh, I see the packing box. Now, Christine, for a woman who went through this kind of trouble to save that beautiful little lobster's life, sent him all the way over there to Nova Scotia, that seems like torture. It looks like torture to be in that styrofoam box with the wet newspaper. It looks, and send him, what, how many miles from your house?
I don't know how many miles, but he was 24 hours in route.
In that box. Look at that box. You're wrapping that box up. And it says pet. You wrote on the top of the box, pet.
Well, we did that because we thought maybe he might get better care in the process
as
of the
opposed
handling.
To food.
Right. If you write food on it, that's, and those UPS workers, you know, that's, who knows what these guys do. Look at that, though. Okay, so, but you see what I mean, though. It seemed a little, it could be more dangerous for you to have taken it out of the grocery store waiting in death row than to put it in that box. But did anyone say that was
well,
not
he
the
had,
case?
Like, he, that's the way they travel. So when he'd already done that route to come to our city in the first place. He'd gone on a plane in a similar kind of case, and with more lobsters, obviously.
All right, so you did some research.
He'd done this route, so we just reversed the route.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. David, go ahead, please. You're on with Christine out of Red Lake, Ontario. She went and she bought a lobster for $20 from a local grocery store. She you named the lobster?
Yeah, his name's Lobby Joe.
Lobby Joe.
Lobby Joe.
I don't get Lobby Joe. I don't get it.
It's like Bobby Joe.
Oh, okay, Lobby Joe. Oh, lobster. Lobby Joe. All right, David, go ahead.
Yeah, I was living in SoCal, and I managed a building for David Sheehan's ex-first wife. You know, he did the movies for KABC LA.
Sure.
And she went to Tibet and studied Buddhism. She came back to LA, and a bunch of them got together, people, you know, who have extra money, and got vans with tubs and drove up PCH, Pacific Coast Highway,
mm-hmm.
hit all the seafood restaurants, bought all the live lobsters, and let them go in the Pacific Ocean.
What about that, Christine?
That's awesome.
Well, you better get awesome going then, because you've taken one $20 lobster out of a grocery store, and you sent it off to Nova Scotia. You got a lot of work to do. Hey, David, and does she continue to do that person continue to do that, or is that just a one-time-only deal?
As far as I know, it was a one-time shot, but they're very big on animal rights. They're big time.
How do we know lobsters don't enjoy just being in a grocery store?
And tossed into a tub of boiling hot water.
Yeah, yeah. I guess I would answer that myself. All right, Christine, listen to me. You are a nice woman. You've done a nice thing, and that lobster someday it will repay you. But I don't know how, but maybe like some kind of a...
And there's a new movie out called Lobster.
Is it really?
Yeah, Clive Owen's a funny, quirky movie.
All right, called Lobster. There is a movie that I've always wanted to make. I've even bought the rights to it, as you know, Buzz, and that was Lobster Boy.
Lobster Boy.
Now, I'm not joking. But
we're
the boy
all waiting for that.
Yeah, I still own the rights to it. And it's about that boy in the circus, Christine, that had the lobster claws. He was born.
Oh, right, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Would you watch a movie like that?
Probably.
All right, I'm going to get back on that then. Make a note. I'm going to put that into production. Thank you, Christine. Congratulations. Like we say, we never know what the people look at on the internet, but that one is pretty weird, you and your boyfriend. And what do you do there?
There's a video of it.
Yeah, I know. The rescue of a grocery store lobster. I'm looking right at it.
Yeah. Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, I was referring to it while I was talking to him.
I thought you were looking at pictures.
No, I was looking at this video. It's awesome. I'm watching the lobster get stuffed into a box with newspapers. But it seems to me that that's the way he traveled to get to the grocery store, and now he's happy.
Yes, well, he had cooling packs underneath him as well to keep him cool.
Cooling packs. All right, I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
That's how I travel.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do for joining us today. I'm going to send you a lobstergram, your choice of lobsters. Never mind. Never mind, Christine. That's, you ever hear of Lobstergram?
I've heard of them, yeah.
Well, let me tell you about Lobstergram. 1-800-LIVE-LOB. Now, we give these away sometimes, and I'll tell you what the thing is. You order them, they come live to your door. So you could order as many as you want, and then when they get to your door, you can release them.
I can't release them. I don't live near an ocean.
Yeah, well, you found a way to get rid of that one. Now, Ron, go ahead. You're on with Christine. You're on. Go ahead.
Hi, Christine. I just wanted to say I admire your spunk, but every time you go in there and buy one, isn't the store owner going to replace it with another one?
Well, I do, like, the vegan community was kind of cautious of that because I spent $20 into the fishing industry. But at the same time, it turns out that I've gotten an awful lot of publicity regarding it. So I think that's kind of undone any damage I've done by giving the $20 to it.
Right. You don't want to give up. Do you want her to give up, Ron, because she's got done one nice gesture? You don't want her to get every single lobster out of every single grocery store in the world?
Yes, you can send them to my house.
All right, thank you. Go ahead. Yola is your name, I believe.
Yes, it just cracks me up. I wonder if Christina realizes that fish eat other fish, crustaceans eat other crustaceans also. They don't just eat algae. If people choose to be vegan for health reasons, well, cool, whatever floats your boat. But don't make people feel guilty for eating things. Animals eat animals. Should we put them in jail? You know, I know it sounds goofy, but it's called the cycle of life, you know.
There is Yola. All right.
I just don't get it. I don't get what. I mean, if a lion eats a zebra, is he, like, somehow demented? I mean, what on earth? Mm-hmm.
Christine, would you like to talk to YOLO, which stands for You Only Live Always? All right, back to you, Christine.
Well, I think vegan is a personal preference. And
right.
Yeah, nobody's
making me feel guilty about eating
me either.
Zebras.
Matter of fact, I've got to be honest with you, Christine. I'm getting hungry. And I'm thinking to myself, I haven't had surf and turf. I'm not being disrespectful, I'm just saying I haven't really thought to myself, as you're talking, I'm going to be very honest with you. I'm thinking, wow, I haven't had lobster in so long.
It's so good.
And it's Friday, and I'm thinking, maybe lobster. Christine, so maybe for me and some others, maybe you whet our appetite. But for most people, they say, hey, you know what? That's like lobster's on death row there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a matter of perspective.
Exactly. You do what you do, and you did a nice thing. Go ahead, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how does she know the lady in Halifax didn't eat the lobster when she got it?
That's a good point.
Well, there's a video on YouTube of her releasing it.
Oh, what's that one called?
That's the Canadian Girl Lobster Rescue.
Canadian Girl Lobster. I got a lot of viewing to do this weekend. Canadian Girl Lobster Rescue. All right, Christine, yeah. Seriously, though, thank you for your time. We appreciate it. Keep up the good work. You're a nice lady. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Do you want me to send you a live lobster?
No, no, no.
You sure of that?
Yes, I am.
All right, I got it. Thank you. All right. You're not the only one that does it. Remember that lady I said, hey, I'm going to send you a lobster. She's like, what?
Don't send no lobster. I don't eat them. I give them away. I don't eat nothing like that. What? I don't like all them crawdaddies. Here with the weaklings. I don't like no lobster. Don't send them here. Look, I didn't call y'all. Y'all called me. I don't know. I don't eat lobster, but you said you got to send the steak, and I ain't seen that steak. I don't have to lie. I tell you, I don't like too much of seafood. Yeah, I eat steak, but I ain't eat no lobster. I don't want no lobster. I don't want to see them. I don't like them crank crawling and lies and hobbits. Don't send me none.
Don't send that lady none, nor Christine. Check at the rescue of a grocery store lobster they call Lobby Joe. Enjoy your surf and turf.
Today's forecast for the inside of your vehicle, sponsored by WeatherTech. A 90% chance of nacho cheese storms this afternoon, moving in from a drive-through worker answering a phone while serving you, leading to a real messy day. For the weekend, conditions are perfect for a sandstorm developing, caused by a day at the beach with flip-flops and towels contributing there. For folks living with an SUV, watch out for a big mess in the back developing later from a bag of mulch and compost. Conditions are ripe.
Spills, mud, dirt, and sand can ruin the floor of your car, truck, or SUV. The best way to protect your vehicle's floor is with WeatherTech floor liners and cargo liners. Made of the highest quality materials and laser measured, WeatherTech floor liners are specifically designed for your vehicle. And they're made in America. Protect yourself from the elements inside your vehicle. Order yours today at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CARMATS. WeatherTech. Complete protection, completely American made.
when you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Oh, what the? Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Gold-Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold-Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Gold-Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.99 a quart at Napa. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars. Premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic just $5.99 a quart. Even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe more than $10,000 in back taxes? Has the IRS garnished your wages or bank accounts? Direct Tax Relief is here to help. Our tax attorneys and ex-IRS agents will take over all communication with the IRS and permanently resolve your tax problems. Whether you're going through an IRS audit or have a tax lien filed, our experts can help. Through the government's Fresh Start program, we have successfully settled many cases for less and saved our clients millions of dollars in back taxes. Stop losing sleep at night and worrying about the IRS visiting your home or business. Direct Tax Relief has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We also offer a price protection guarantee so you don't overpay. Don't procrastinate any longer. The consultation is free. The call is free. 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. That's right, a free face-to-face consultation with a knowledgeable tax specialist. That's the Wall difference. It's easy. We solve tax problems. Call 800-773-5750. That's 800-773-5750. You always speak with a live person. If you owe the IRS, your tax problems will not go away. No other company can help you like Wall. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. You always speak with a live person. Call now for a free face-to-face consultation, not a solicitation for legal services. Call 800-773-5750. That's 800-773-5750. 800-773-5750.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Yeah, Bill, what?
Hey, Johnny, if you want to give me that lobster instead, I will put a nice coating of SPF butter on it and drop it into my beautiful jacuzzi on top of my stove.
You're going to put a jacuzzi like a boiling pot on your stove, and you're going to drop it in there, and you're going to wait for it to scream, which we know lobsters do not do. Is that correct or incorrect?
Well, it's correct, but I would use
that. That is incorrect. They do not scream. Oh. They do not scream. Thank you very much. You lose, Billy Boy.
If that's all you got to do is send lobsters to your friends, they should fire you.
Right on. Man, I miss my Aunt Marjorie. Where has she been?
Pardon me for asking, but where the hell's my stupid lobster?
I said I'll call the guy. What's the guy's name? Danny Zawacki. Danny Zawacki out there. If you hear me, man, you got to give us some lobsters because we want to give them away to these people. Now that lady who tried to save a lobster has got these people all jacked up to eat, Mom. Eat a lobster. That's ridiculous.
If that's all you got to do is send lobsters to your friends, yes, they should fire you.
Right, I agree.
It's Jonathan Brandmeier.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com, I'm Patrick Foss. Muhammad Ali, the heavyweight champion whose fast fists and irrepressible personality captivated the world, has died at the age of 74. Ali had been hospitalized in the Phoenix area this week with respiratory issues. Before his heavyweight title fight against champion George Foreman in October 1974, Ali famously recited his poetry.
He talks a great deal and brags indeed of a powerful punch and blinding speed. The fistic world is dull and weary. With a champ like Foreman, things got to be dreary.
Retired from boxing since 1981, Ali claimed the heavyweight title an unprecedented three times from 1964 to 78. At a campaign rally in Redding, California, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says he has tremendous support from African-American voters.
The reason is I'm going to bring jobs back to our country.
California holds their primary Tuesday. Hundreds of students gathered at UCLA to remember a professor who was shot in